So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star, Bar, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
The sky's opening day today for baseball in the Rockies, and also a transportation strike, which is going to wreak havoc on a lot of people's schedule. And we'll keep you apprised of how that goes throughout the morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How does my voice sound? Still a little hoarse? As like I'm going through puberty, as I battle my way back from this terrible cold and virus. All right, hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had a safe and sane weekend. And there just doesn't seem to be much out there today other than the topic of illegal immigration is still out there floating around. I got a lot of emails from people. A lot of, you know, some of that email that I received over talking about illegal immigration, some of it was extremely, extremely hateful. Some of it was really rough. And also I got some rough emails from my comments about voter fraud and about problems with the election. And that, you know, I'm working as hard as I possibly can for those candidates that, you know, that I hope get elected. And that while there's no doubt the system needs, you know, work, that I really got, you know, I really got battered by some people for insisting on hanging with the Democratic Party and trying to, you know, change the makeup of the House of Representatives and hopefully change the makeup of the Senate so that we can get this country back on the right track and move it from where it once was. Speaking of getting this country back on the right track, we have got, and I'll play it for you sometime this morning. Did I play it last week? Because I can't remember. No, this is something that John and I heard off the air, which we vowed to play on Monday morning. And I talked a little bit about it Friday when I was filling in for Ed Schultz, which was an extremely hard show to do. Because, man, I was, you know, I just couldn't wait to get out of there on Friday. I doubt they'll ever ask me back again after Friday's performance. But I was so burned out and was so sick and so tired that I couldn't wait to get out of there. But Patrick Leahy made an extremely, extremely good speech about Russell Feingold's censorship motion and about this president and about breaking the law and about this whole thing about NSA spying. And we'll play you a little bit of that if I can find some convenient time to get that done in here this morning. If I can find a place to stick it in, we'll play it and let you hear it. It runs about 5 minutes, and it's absolutely, I mean, it is absolutely great. I've also got an article that I've been hanging on to for, I don't know, 3 or 4 days, because there hasn't been time to fit this thing in. This is from Wednesday, March the 29th, from the Washington Post, called "A War on Christians is Alleged. Conference depicts a culture hostile to evangelical beliefs." And if you saw Bill Maher over the weekend, Maher did a long editorial on this, did a long thing after the New Rules segment, and talked about this alleged war on Christianity. You know, they had the alleged war on Christmas, and then they've gotten into this whole thing about a 2-day conference in Washington on the war on Christians and the value of voters in 2006. And the opening session was devoted to reports from the front lines on persecution of Christians in the United States and Canada, including an artist whose paintings were barred from a municipal airport show in Deltona, Florida, because they contained religious themes. And I find it really hard to understand how a group in the United States that makes up about 85% of the population because 85% of you identify yourselves as Christians. If you're in the 85 percentile group, how can there be a war against you? Now, I've often noticed on here, on AM 760, when I've brought up right-wing Christians, people like Falwell, Dobson, Ralph Reed, man, I inevitably always get an email from somebody saying, why are you picking on Christians? And I have to go to great lengths to answer the email and to tell them I'm not picking on all Christians, because I don't believe all Christians belong to the quote-unquote religious right. That I'm only picking on and really pointing out the actions of a small segment of the religious right. And I don't know how many of you are up this morning at 6:16, 16 minutes after 6, during the hour of no power here. I don't know how many of you are up listening who consider yourselves to be Christians. And whether you believe that there's a war on Christianity going on or not. Or are these just a few fringe people who believe this stuff is happening? I mean, to me, there should be a definite separation between church and state. And one of the things that's not talked about much in the media is the fact that Karl Rove and George W. Bush got together after the 2000 election, looked at things and realized that quote-unquote Christian voters had stayed home, and that one of the things they were going to do is they were going to stimulate Christian voters in the 2004 presidential elections, and that they were going to get them to turn out at the polls to put Bush over the top. And despite all of the hoopla about voter irregularities in Ohio and some continuing of voter irregularities in Florida, you want to know something? It worked. All right, I don't know who's up this morning at this time, who wants to put up with my foghorn voice here, and who wants to rise to the occasion and answer the question. 303-713-7600. Is there a war in this country on Christianity, or are these people just a paranoid, a small group or sliver of the religion who believes that the rest of the world is against them? 303-713-7600. Don't forget, too, you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now to win at am760.net.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Waking up to a nice ride so far, but should be a busier ride than usual because of this RTD strike. It means no light rail, no 16th Street Mall service, and no Rockies ride for opening day. If you want more details on the strike, you can call 303-299-6000. They'll be open after 7 a.m. Now, I-25, we're seeing the usual slow spots as you make your way out of Thornton North Glen, but things open up as you head into downtown. 225 and I-70 looking pretty good, starting to bunch up a little bit, and around town, crews are still working to clear this rollover at Arapahoe and Foothills Parkway, so expect delays in the area. Turnpike looking pretty good so far through Broomfield and Westminster, and onto the forecast. Should see partly sunny skies today, highs in the 60s, or at 32 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Rocky Mountain Industrial Construction and Plant Maintenance Show is April 5th and 6th. There will be thousands of products on display. Don't miss new products, new ideas, and live demonstrations. See it live at the Denver Merchandise Mart at I-25 and 58th Avenue, April 5th and 6th.
He said, I have always been among those who believed that the greatest freedom of speech was the greatest safety. Because if a man is a fool, the best thing to do is to encourage him to advertise the fact by speaking. If you let him speak, the secret is out, and the world knows that he is a fool. President Woodrow Wilson, 1919. Hello, I'm Linda Lebsack, one of 20 booksellers at the Denver Book Mall on Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth in Denver. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too. So no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, this is it. So this month, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a fabulous getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
6:22, 22 minutes after 6. High today, 63. Good morning. Jay Martin along with you here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The war on Christmas has morphed into the war on Christians. Last December, some evangelical Christian groups declared that the religious celebration of Christmas and even the phrase Merry Christmas was under attack by forces of secularism. A couple of weeks ago, Rick Scarborough, who is a radio commentator, convened a two-day conference in Washington on the war on Christians and the value voters in 2006. And the opening session was devoted to reports from the front lines on persecutions of Christians in the United States and Canada, including an artist whose paintings were barred from a municipal art show in Deltona, Florida, because they contained religious themes. And among the conference speakers were former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, Senator John Cornyn, Sam Brownback, as well as conservative Christian leader Phyllis Schlafly, Rod Parsley, Gary Bowers, Jana Parshall, and Alan Keyes. To many of the 400 evangelicals packed in the small ballroom at the Omni Shoreham Hotel, it was a hard but necessary look at the moral relativism, hedonism, and Christophobia, or fear of Christ, to pick a few terms offered by the various speakers referring to the enemy. And to some outsiders, it illuminated the paranoia of the Christian right. Is there a war on Christianity in this country? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lindsay in Arvada. Lindsay, good morning. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Lindsay.
How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in here.
You know, so many wars have been fought in the name of God and Christ. I mean, I just think it's sad that this country is becoming, because didn't we leave England because of the Church of England and we wanted religious freedoms?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a believer of live and let live. I mean, the people who believe in abortion, they're not sitting there telling people who have Christian beliefs, hey, you got to abort that child. It's just they want women to have a choice. I mean, nobody is really pro-abortion. We are pro-choice. It's not up to someone to sit there. You know, isn't there a saying, judge not, lest ye be judged?
Yeah, I believe there is.
I mean, all this stuff about the gays, abortion, it's, you know, these people don't sit there and say, I'm gay, you need to be gay. I don't believe gays have a choice. I believe there is something either in their chemical makeup or something. I'm not really sure where it comes from, but I don't think they have a choice. Why would you choose to be persecuted by a majority of them in the world?
Well, are we attacking Christians? Are we attacking Christianity? Because, you know, every time I will talk about James Dobson or talk about Jerry Falwell or talk about the quote-unquote religious right, I get an email from somebody accusing me of attacking Christianity.
No, I think you're attacking people that are, you know, wackos. There's wackos on the right, there's wackos on the left. I mean, there's, you know, there's got to be a middle ground here. I sort of agree with the Christians that, you know, not being able to say Merry Christmas. I mean, this, we've said Merry Christmas in this country since we came here. That's,
but I don't know of anybody who was trying to stop anybody from saying Merry Christmas.
No, they aren't. But, I mean, when they sit there and say, you know, you can't have your mangers and your religious symbols on, I mean...
On public property.
But isn't there on either the Supreme Court or something, aren't there some kind of religious sayings? I mean, there are religious sayings on state buildings and government buildings, and they've always been there. It's part of that religion is part of this country. It's just that I think now we have more diverse religions living here than we probably did back, you know, 50, 60 years ago or 100 years ago.
But what I don't get is how can somebody who, how can a mainstream religion be persecuted?
Well, I don't believe they are. I mean, I believe that this administration has stirred them up to the point to make them, I mean, this is part of their deal to get them aroused and voting for the wackos that run the government.
All right, Lindsay. Thank you. Great call. Appreciate you getting up this morning and being part of the show.
All righty. Thank you,
thanks,
Jay. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Joseph in Centennial. Joseph, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. It sounds like you got a cold.
Yeah, well, I'm recovering from all of that stuff from last week.
Okay. I just wanted to respond to the question. I don't think there's a war on Christians. I'm a believer myself, and I'm a Democrat as well, and they do exist. And I think if you look, you find the same demographic that you find nationally in terms of voting, and more people are moderate than not. Even Christians. And so I think who Bush and some of the people that you mentioned at that conference appeal to are a slice that are into polarization, that are into division, and they're into, you know, finding a cause that they can find something to say about and write a book about it or get on a radio program about. And in Christ's day, they called them the Pharisees. And these were the people that Christ had the harshest words for. In terms, he called them whitewashed tombs, and said, "You guys don't get it," you know, and that got him crucified. Of course, but the fact is, these folks don't speak for all Christians. They pretend to, and they just shout louder than the rest of us are willing to. And if you look at some of the largest churches in the world, for example, the Catholic Church, you find a lot of more democratic views because of the social justice component in Catholicism that is consistently trampled by this administration. And so you find a lot of my Catholic friends, I'm not a Catholic myself, but a lot of them are very against this current administration and very against its policies because they consistently ignore the poor, for whom Jesus had the most to say. He didn't say anything about abortion. He didn't say anything about war and going to war for, you know, whatever reason. He said, look, here's these people, here's these widows and orphans, take care of them. And he mentioned the poor more than anything else. And so these people have a misguided notion of what it means to be a follower of Christ. And, again, very vocal, very polarized, but unfortunately not representing all of us.
All right. Joseph, well said, man. Thank you. Great call this morning.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right, really appreciate it. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Is there a war on Christianity, as the people in this at this conference a couple of weeks ago in Washington, D.C. allege, or is this just a small minority group of fanatics who believe that there is some kind of war going on, because simply a lot of us just don't see the world as they see it. 303-713-7600. And, you know, I'll say it again. If I make a comment about the religious right on this radio station, I will always, no matter how hard I try to delineate it, I will always get an email from somebody who will accuse me of attacking mainstream Christianity, which is not what I'm doing. And I don't know how somebody who, when you're in 85% of the population of a country, how can you be persecuted? I don't get that. All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up, 6:30 at AM 760. Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are waking up to a nice ride so far, but it's going to be busier than usual with the RTD strike in place. That means no light rail, no 16th Street Mall service, and no Rockies ride for opening day this afternoon. Now, I-25 started to see the usual delays southbound right around 84th Avenue. Then things open up for your ride into downtown. I-70 bunching up eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard, 225. A little sluggish as you head into the tech center. And around town, crews are still working this rollover at Arapahoe and Foothills Parkway, so that's definitely going to cause some problems in the Boulder area this morning. Now, we are in good shape along the turnpike so far as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. On to the forecast. Partly sunny skies today. Highs in the 60s. We're at 32 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A DU bachelor's degree can help working adults reach their professional goals online evenings and weekends. Attend an open house on April 12th. Information at adultundergrad.du.edu. That's adultundergrad.du.edu.
Prepare for gridlock. I'm John Hall. RTD transit workers are walking picket lines this morning. The union says 55% of its members rejecting the latest contract offer. Many RTD services canceled today.
The 16th Street Mall, light rail, our regional service, and our express service will all have to shut down. But we will continue to offer 45% of our bus service on some restructured routes that will provide a network throughout the Denver metro area, and will also focus on the areas that are most heavily transit dependent.
RTD park and rides are open for carpooling staging areas. However, there will be more cars on the road. That means more time to get to where you're going. More information, you can log on to rtd-denver.com, or after 7 o'clock this morning, call the RTD Telephone Information Center at 303-299-6000. I'm John Hall.
Breakfast with J. Marvin and Al Franken. Dinner with J. Marvin and Ed Schultz. $500 cash. The grand prize? An eco trip to Costa Rica.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking.
Sign up for your chance to win on am760.net.
It may be 8,700 feet up, but the healing waters still flow at Gold Lake Mountain Resort and Spa. Steam swirls from the lakeside hot pools into the starry mountain sky. Scented oils rain onto your back. Caring hands work the oils deep into your skin. Relax. Enjoy a glass of fine wine.
Visit us soon at Gold Lake Mountain Resort and Spa, bridging heaven and earth. Just 30 minutes west of Boulder, goldlake.com.
If you haven't been thinking about switching to Dish Network, here are some reasons why you should. Dish Network has the most national high-definition programs available, with 23 channels. That's nearly twice as much national HD TV with over 1,700 hours of HD content every week. And now you can get your local channels in HD where available. Sign up with Dish Network and save $200. You'll get a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming when you sign up with Dish Network, and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Dish Network programming packages start at $19.99 a month, with HD packages starting at $49.99 a month, with 23 HD channels and 70 standard channels. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call 888-DISH-924. Offer ends 4-15-06. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and monthly receiver fees apply. HD receiver upgrade fee applies.
A&E introduces the King of Cars.
King of Cars, baby.
He makes millions by driving his car dealership to the top.
This is how we stay number one.
And his salesman to the edge.
Whoever loses has to wear a showgirl outfit. No way.
Go inside the ultra-competitive world of car sales and see what it takes to seal the deal.
It's crazy what we just did.
King of Cars, the Real Deal Life Series, revs up this Tuesday night at 10, 9 Central, right after Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Hit the gas!
Only on A&E.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a check-and-go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at check-and-go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a check-and-go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advances subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. This is so cool being on the same station as Jay Marvin. Jay, congratulations. It's your first year at AM 760 Progressive Talk, and I'm really proud of you.
Thank you there, Randy. It's 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica and a ton of other great prizes. Simply sign up now at am760.net. All right, is there a war on Christians? Has the war on Christmas morphed into a war on Christians as a lot of right-wing Christians claim? And this is a conference that was held in Washington last week, which saw a lot of politicians speak at it, including Tom DeLay, Senators John Cornyn, and Sam Brownback, as well as conservative Christian leader Phyllis Schlafly, Rod Parsley, Gary Bauer, Jana Parshall, and Alan Keyes. Let's go to Deb on I-25. Deb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
No, I don't think that there is a war on Christianity. I think that there's a war on the... I really agree with the caller before you. I think that there's a reaction to the nuts and the fringe that scream louder than the rest of us. I think that they preach a kind of Christianity that the majority of us think is abhorrent. And yes, I think there is a reaction to them, but it's a reaction to them, not to Christianity. There's a reaction to the fringe.
So when they claim there's a war on Christianity, what they're really saying is there's a war on themselves, on their fringe element, but not a war on Christianity as a whole.
That's exactly it, yes.
Yeah,
and I think we need to react against them because they don't speak to the majority of us.
But, you know, when you point that out, like when I get, and I've said this over and over again, when you get on the air and point that out, I always inevitably get an email from somebody claiming that I'm attacking mainstream Christianity.
Well, you know what? When you follow those people, they preach that they are the begin-all and end-all. So if you buy into what they say, you think that you are the majority, and you're not.
All right, Deb.
I don't think the majority of us Christians think that preaching hate and preaching bigotry and preaching judgmentalism is what we're Christians for. We're not. That isn't what Jesus taught.
All right, Deb, good comments. Appreciate the call. Thank you for being on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
All right, 303-713-7600, one line open. What about the idea, like, you don't want... Suppose you stood up and said that, I've said this on the radio many times, that, for instance, I don't want religious displays at taxpayers' expense. Is that me declaring war on Christianity? Let's go to Jessica in Aurora. Jessica, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in here.
Good. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I was giving you a call because I'm a believer, too, and as many of your previous callers this morning, and I don't feel that they're being persecuted in any way. I think Christians have a lot of rights in this nation because we do make up the majority, and that they're not being treated unfairly in any way. I believe in separation of church and state because we've seen what it's done in the past many times over to turn into corruption. People can be ruled by fear with religion. It can be manipulated to abuse its power, and it shouldn't be placed in a position to do that again. And I think if we are intelligent, we'll understand that it can be used to harm us or, you know, incite fear. And I think that's what's happening here. I think that you've got a lot of people who are rabble-rousers who are trying to affect individuals with fear and try to incite the votes to assist their agenda. And I think that that's almost criminal in a way, but... intelligent people, I think, understand the moderate viewpoint of that, Christian or otherwise.
All right, how about this? Suppose you're against, which I am, suppose you're against a prayer in school. Is that an attack on Christianity?
I don't believe it is, because I'm against it as well. I believe that this is the melting pot. Other people have every right to believe in their own religious system, and that we shouldn't invade their private, because in my opinion, religion is a private practice, invade their rights, and I wouldn't want mine invaded, but I don't think that a public school system is the place to incite what you think other people should believe, especially children. That's private. That's for them and their parents and their families to engage in and talk about, discuss. But I do think that the school system is another entity altogether, and it should be placed in that place.
But boy, there are people out there, though, who really want that prayer in school, who want the Bible taught in school. I mean, they're doing it in Georgia as part of their curriculum. And if you object to that, they look at you as being a sinner and a non-Christian-like. I don't think that's the case at all. And I think there is a clear separation of church and state.
Yeah, I think we should preserve it as best we can.
Yeah, I do too. But, boy, you sure don't get this from a lot of people.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Well, it is. Jessica, thank you, and have a good day, and I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.
Okay, we'll see you later. Let's go to Tom in Aurora. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Tom.
Great. I wanted to agree with the other callers on this. I think there's no war on Christians, particularly not in the United States, where they're the majority in religion, and they're also their religious beliefs are protected by the First Amendment. The First Amendment separates church and state, but that also protects the rights of religious people. So I think they're barking up the wrong tree.
Boy, they sure try to make a very, very persuasive argument, and you've got members of the GOP who go right along with this and cater to them and play right into it.
Well, I think they're doing this on purpose. Right now, they're in a power grab. The religious right wants to get more power. They want to get rid of the First Amendment, separation of church and state. They think it's a myth. That's what they've been quoted as saying. They want to put Bible study in public schools. They want to put creationism, intelligent design in public schools. They really want to turn us into a Christian nation. They're called the Minionists. They believe in replacing the Bill of Rights with the Old Testament of the Bible. And unfortunately, a lot of them also believe in Revelation. They think that the end times are coming and that we don't have to protect the environment because we're all going to go to Jesus soon. And I think these things are very dangerous to America. And that's what these guys are about.
Yeah, I've had them send me email about the rapture and all of that, about the end times, and even though they won't use terms like theocracy, that's really exactly what they're talking about. But if you object to what their agenda, then suddenly you've declared war on them.
Well, I think when they start talking about dominionism, theocracy, and end times, they're declaring war on the U.S. They're declaring war on the environment and the whole planet, and that's dangerous. Fortunately, these people are a minority of Christians. Maybe I've been reading in polls, maybe 20% of Christians believe in this. That means 80% of Christians don't believe in this stuff. But I think people who want to get rid of the Bill of Rights, as far as I'm concerned, that's treason. That's anti-American. So if they want to say that we're declaring war on them, well, bring it on, because I think if they're declaring war on the Constitution, they're the ones that are in the wrong.
All right, Tom. Thank you, man. Great call. Thanks for being part of the show. All right, 303-713-7600. Is there a war in Christianity? And is there room for religious people on the progressive and liberal side and inside the Democratic Party? Because we have a tendency to be portrayed as being secular humanists. And is that really true? Where I maintain there's nothing wrong with embracing religion as long as you realize that there's a separation between church and state. But are these just a few fanatical people, or do Christians really believe that there's a war on Christianity going on. 645, 15 before 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Waking up to a nice ride so far, but should be a busier ride than usual because of this RTD strike. It means no light rail, no 16th Street Mall service, and no Rockies ride for opening day. If you want more details on the strike, you can call 303-299-6000. They'll be open after 7 a.m. Now, I-25, we're seeing the usual slow spots as you make your way out of Thornton North Glen, but things open up as you head into downtown. 225 and I-70 looking pretty good, starting to bunch up a little bit. And around town, crews are still working to clear this rollover at Arapahoe and Foothills Parkway, so expect delays in the area. Turnpike looking pretty good so far through Broomfield and Westminster and onto the forecast. Should see partly sunny skies today, highs in the 60s, or at 32 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
April is the perfect time to sod. Let Grass Turf Farms help you pick the right grass for your lawn. They'll do all the preparation and installation, or you can do it yourself. Delivering throughout Colorado, Grass Turf Farms take pride in keeping customers for life. Call them today at 800-280-TURF.
Hey, Jay, congratulations. It's Al Franken here. 1 year on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That's amazing. Here's to many, many more years. Here's to 20 more years. Ah, hell, 30. 40 more years, Jay. What am I talking about? 75 more years. Huh?
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You know what? When I talk to you about buying a car, when I bring up buying a car, I know exactly what you're thinking. Your defenses go up and you think Jay is going to try to get his hand on my wallet. Well, you know something? That's not true. But what I am going to do is I'm going to talk to you about a great place to go buy a car. It's Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos, the largest selection. I mean, I'm talking about huge selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot. And great people to wait on you, too, like the Al Shears and Spanky and Gerard Menard. Good people. And don't forget, every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. So get on out to Rocky's. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com or go out and see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Be treated the way you ought to be treated. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And don't forget about their matching down incentive.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
Allied Insurance reminds parents that if your teenagers are planning to attend prom or graduation parties, it's a good idea to encourage them to enjoy these activities sensibly and without alcohol. It's the choice more and more teens are making this spring to help keep their celebration safe and enjoyable for everyone. This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agent about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. Allied Insurance, making a difference.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
This is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a dinner with me and Jay Marvin. Go to AM760.net right now and sign up to win some great prizes from AM760 Progressive Talk.
Right now, don't hesitate. Go to AM760.net. Sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica and a bunch of other great prizes. High today, 63. AM760, Progressive Talk, 649, 11 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Is there a war on Christianity, as some of these right-wing Christian groups insist? 400 evangelicals packed into a small ballroom at the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington, D.C. To attack relativism, hedonism, Christophobia, or fear of Christ, and those are just a few of the terms that they used, referring to those of us who are not like them, who are the alleged enemy. 303-713-7600, one line open, and we go back to the phones, and let's go to Craig in Dallas. Craig, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Craig.
Hey, I was just calling. I'm a liberal and Democrat, but I have strong religious beliefs. And I just think that what these guys are doing is just, disgusting to me. To me, it just seems like these Republicans are going around and, excuse my language, but they're just pimping God for their, religious purposes. I mean, it's nothing that they do. I mean, people can go around and say that you're a Christian and you can use God's name and you can, go to church every Sunday or whenever you go to church, but that doesn't necessarily make you a Christian. And I don't see these guys, the way they live their lives and the things that they do, some of the policies they come out with, there's nothing Christian about it. So,
why are progressives, Christians that are progressives, and evangelicals that are on the left, why are they so quiet?
I really don't know. Me personally, I'm not very quiet about it and stuff because there's a lot of things. I don't believe in, having school prayer and all of that and stuff because to me, if you want to pray, you can pray anytime you want to. The example I always use is, when me and my family go out to eat or I go out to eat somewhere at a restaurant, we always say grace we always say grace anyway, but, when we go out to eat, we say grace before we eat. But we don't have to necessarily, everybody in that restaurant doesn't have to be quiet, nor do they have to say grace with us when we get ready, before we eat the stuff for us to feel like our prayer has been heard. So that's the same way I feel about school prayer. You can pray, a child can pray anytime. They can pray before school. You can have a silent prayer during class or anytime if you want to. You don't have to have the whole school participating in those. And to me, it's just a show. To me, it seems like they're just trying to have a show. This outward display, and it's just a show.
All right, pal. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks.
Let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I thought you used the operative term that they were attacking people, and I feel that they're the ones who are attacking. And if anyone doesn't agree with them, they feel persecuted that they're being attacked. For two reasons. I think one of the things is that they are whipping each other up into a frenzy to go vote the way they're told to vote, which happened the last election and will happen again. I also think they ought to look in their own eye before they look in someone else's. They condemn Muslims. A lot of fundamentalist Christians even look down on other parts of Christianity. They look down on Mormons. They look down on Catholics. And they're the ones who attack others. I think that this society now is very diverse, and there are some people who cannot handle that. They want everything to be under their control. Other people, people of different sexual preference, women, people who are of a different race than they are, people who are of a different religion than they are, they want everyone to do what they're told to do. And if they don't do it, then they think that they're the ones who are being attacked.
Hmm. All right, Elaine, good comments. Appreciate it. Thank you for being on the show. All right, well, you know what? She's right. They're attacking everybody else. Why are Christians on the left, though? Why are they so quiet? Roy Windsor, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Roy.
A lot of people have been hitting it right on the head. The main thing is, with all the problems, it's finally falling out. The Constitution's taking effect. Where they tried to grab power, they're trying to remotivate their base yet again by saying, we're different, we're being under attack. Dougie Rush says the same thing. We conservatives are under attack. And, they're making somebody else their outside enemy, just like the Nazis did. And no, Christians don't get attacked in this country. It's not being destroyed. They're trying to motivate a group of people, basically their base, back to them when we can see that they're all a bunch of crooks and liars. And it's becoming more self-evident. My brother, who's a major conservative, I worked on a project with him this weekend, is saying the same thing. He doesn't listen to Limbaugh anymore because he just spouts the line and has no ideas. And he's turning away from him. And he's not he's a Methodist like I am, but we don't think we're under attack. It's a bunch of motivational propaganda by the right to keep their base going. And by the way, George Bush isn't any kind of a Christian.
Well, he claims to be.
Well, he can claim all he wants, but his actions show, it's not what I say, it's what I do. I believe that it was in a parable.
So they're banging the gong, basically, to stir up their followers, as the last caller said, and to, as you're saying, to drive their callers to their base to the polls.
Yeah, that's happening. But, you know, Jay, you're falling into the divisionary trap by, I mean, we're discussing it, yeah, but we have better issues to be talking about. I'm on my first leg of my 110-mile commute. I'm a tradesman. I have to go this far to find a wage. Because some of my Hispanic carpenter brothers who will work for $5 an hour have taken most of the work around my house.
Well, you know something.
There's more things to talk about.
You know, there are, but you know something. There's something that never gets talked about on the left. That the right wing successfully, and the George W. Bush and Karl Rove successfully courted these people, and that they helped them win the election in 2004. And that they are hell-bent on getting into everything having to do with this government, from the judiciary to the legislative to every branch there is, and they want what they want. And basically what they want to do is they want to turn this country into a theocracy, and if we don't watch them and we don't oppose them and we don't call them out for what they are, we're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, I understand we have to do this, but we got to quit falling into the trap of them setting the agenda of what we're going to be talking about.
I disagree with you. I don't think it's setting the agenda. I think it's pulling something out that appeared in an influential newspaper, which is the Washington Post, and putting it on the radio and discussing it and putting it on the radar screen and being aware that it's out there. And if anything, progressive Christians and religious progressives who seem to be very, very quiet a lot of the time, should stand up and start making their voices heard.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, we all need to say that it's obviously ridiculous and court those people possibly away from them. I don't think we can do that because they've been sold a bill of goods and they are good followers.
They use this stuff against us on a regular, ongoing basis.
Well, then, I have to agree that is true. But we are, it's like I go out and do a job for somebody, and the first thing they have to tell me, I'm a Christian. It's like, well, okay, so am I. That's nice. So are 85% of the people in the country. What's that got to do with the fact that I'm going to, you know, hang you a door or something like that? You know, I'm going to charge you the same thing I'm going to charge anybody else, no more, no less. I'm not going to do a good job. You know, I'm not. It's another. That's one of the biggest things that's been going on, you know, I believe, Jay, with, you know, Clear Channel bought all the stations in Denver and all over the country so they could promulgate the conservative viewpoint.
Yeah, they're one of the biggest backers of progressive radio across the country,
yeah,
too.
It's a market. I have to believe it's a market, and I also have to believe there's a great deal of division involved in this. Divide and conquer.
All right, pal, listen, I'm running out of time.
I've got a lot of ideas, I'm not persecuted.
All right, call me again, Roy. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. And drive safe.
Oh, okay.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon. And who knows, we might just continue this discussion.
Progressive Station, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm John. I'm a real guy from New Jersey, and this is a real story of how H57 Hoodia changed the life of someone I love. My wife Maggie makes sacrifices for the kids and me every day. After reading an article about another mom from Florida who lost 100 pounds using this all-natural H57 Hoodia, she decided to finally do something for herself. I'll tell you, I feel like I've known her forever, and I've never seen her happier. Since she started taking H57 Hoodia, we can't keep up with her. She's got a ton of energy. To me, she's always beautiful, but now you can tell she feels healthier and good about herself. I just wanted to say thanks, H57. I love seeing Maggie smile. I'm a real guy, and I've seen the results firsthand. H57 Hoodia works. Become an H57 success story like Maggie.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. 1-800-224-1938. That's 800-224-1938. To find out more about H57's free bottle promotion, try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
AM760.net. Sign up online to win big prizes. From AM760, Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. What an amazing sight. An Air Force C-5, one of the biggest planes in the world, on the ground in three pieces near Delaware's Dover Air Force Base. Eyewitness Rob Redd.
The aircraft is actually snapped in half and almost at a right angle. The wings themselves are actually laying down. The left wing is laying on the ground currently. And the tail is not currently on the aircraft either.
The Air Force says 17 people were on board. A local hospital reports treating 10 for injuries. Phil Norton's looking at the wreckage from a KYWTV helicopter.
It doesn't look like an explosion ever occurred or any kind of fire occurred. Emergency exit ramps came down. We were told 17 people on the plane, crew and passengers, all apparently getting out alive.
And there's still no word on what might have caused the crash. With the sun up now, emergency crews could find more victims in debris left behind by powerful storms that swept through half a dozen states from the Midwest to the Deep South yesterday. At least 23 people are known dead, 19 in western Tennessee, where Jeff Holt is a county sheriff.
We've got extensive damage over a long path that this tornado took across the county from homes that are just totally destroyed.
Just east of St. Louis, high winds brought down a building in Fairview Heights, Illinois.
I was up in the front of the store, and it caved in on top of me, and I was buried in a lot of rubble, but thank God it fell over the top of me, and I had a little hole in there, but I was trapped.
A woman driving through Caruthersville, Missouri, watched a shower of bricks come down on nearby vehicles.
Oh, I was scared. That could have been me. I was really scared.
In Houston, the defense is set to begin presenting its case at the trial of former Enron bosses Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling.
Former employees like Rod Johnson think the prosecution made a case against the two former executives.
I think they've shown that there was greed on the part of Skilling and Lay.
But CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says the jurors could still have doubts.
I think prosecutors offered a solid case, but the one nagging question they have to have is whether there is enough of a link to both men and Enron to convince jurors to convict them.
A lot will be riding on the testimony of Skilling and Lay and whether they're able to convince the jury they never set out to deceive Enron investors or employees. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Houston.
More people are flying these days, and airlines are cutting everywhere they can to save money. Put it together, and what you get is more complaints about delays and lost luggage.
They had a brief kind of a flurry of better scores in 02, maybe early 03. But since then, it's kind of gone downhill.
Wichita State University researcher Dean Headley says complaints jumped 17% last year. In Baghdad, Secretary of State Rice stopped short of saying Iraqi Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri should step down because he hasn't been able to form a new government. But she did say Iraq needs a strong leader. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Technology in headache medicine isn't an ingredient. It's a whole. Extra strength Tylenol rapid release gels. The only pain reliever designed with laser drilled holes to release medicine. Holes that get the medicine out of the pill and into your body faster than ever before. Stop. Think. Tylenol rapid release gels. Take only as directed.
With my back pain, it hurt just to think about swinging a golf club.
Arthritis pain can ruin your golf game. That's why you need the new Capsaicin patch, for relief beyond belief. Capsaicin patch is doctor-recommended, long-lasting, and works fast. For arthritis pain relief so effective,
it's like the pain was never there. It's unbelievable.
You've got to feel it for yourself. The new Capsaicin patch, relief beyond belief.
Now that's a shot.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. RTD union workers are walking the picket lines.
Fair contract.
Union spokesman Dave Minchall.
The workers are honestly sorry that the riders are put in the middle. They have no choice.
Light rail trains are not running today. Neither is Rocky's Ride or the 16th Street Mall shuttle. Expect extra traffic on the highways, and some baseball fans may even wonder if it's worth it to fight the extra traffic to Coors Field. This guy is trying to get to work from Westminster.
Well, you kind of have to do what you have to do. Wake up a lot earlier and catch earlier buses, and hope you get to work on time.
RTD spokesman Scott Reed says about 45% of its routes are running with contract bus workers. Granby residents will go to the polls tomorrow to decide whether to recall Mayor Ted Wong. Recall organizer Kirk Arnold says many locals, including business leaders, believe the mayor of Granby is unapproachable. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Kathy. Things are getting busy on these highways, especially since RTD strike is going on. No light rail today, no 16th Street Mall service, and no Rockies ride for opening day later on this afternoon. If you need information about the strike, what's running and what's not, you can call 303-299-6000 after 7 o'clock this morning. Now, I-25 seen a busy ride from 104th right into downtown. We're starting to bunch up in both directions through T-Rex. 225, a little sluggish for you from Parker Road into the Tech Center, and I-70 loaded up eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. Around town, crews are working to clear this rollover at Arapahoe and Foothills Parkway, and we're in pretty good shape along the turnpike, starting to fill in eastbound from Federal to Pecos. On to the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Partly sunny skies, highs in the 60s. We're at 32 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection of USDA choice steaks and roasts, and King Soopers goes the extra step by aging each cut to perfection. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Have you ever felt unwelcome in church? We believe God didn't turn anyone away, and neither do we. We're the United Church of Christ. Find a church near you and join us for our Lenten activities at stillspeaking.com or ucc.org.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Hi today, 63. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day out, and it's good to have you along. Let's talk to Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon, who is running for Secretary of State, but also has an idea how Colorado can enter into a compact, a interstate compact, to elect the President of the United States based on the popular vote, not on electoral votes. And Ken, good morning. Good to have you on the show.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm good.
Let's talk a little bit about this, because I've read about this proposal, and there's a whole movement nationwide about this idea to take the states, particularly states like Colorado and others, who don't get the majority of the influence or the play in presidential elections, and to enable the states to elect a president on popular vote. How is this going to work? Explain a little bit about this interstate compact.
All right. The way it works is states can join the compact by action of the legislature, so by passing a bill. And what the compact says is that we agree, all the states that join it, agree to cast their electoral votes for the person who receives the largest number of popular votes in the United States during the next election. And it only goes into effect if states representing 270 electoral votes, which is the majority, join the compact. So it only goes into effect if it would actually work. So no one state has to do something, sort of hang out there on its own.
All right. How does this differ from the way we do it now?
Right now we have 51 separate elections, and then we add up the electoral votes from all the different states in the District of Columbia. What it results in is this: let's say you're a Democrat in Texas. Your vote doesn't count because everybody knows that Texas is going to go Republican. Or a Republican in California. Your vote doesn't count because these are winner-take-all elections. And it can result, as we saw in 2000, in the person who gets a smaller number of popular votes becoming president. And it almost happened in 2004 because if Ohio had gone for Kerry, Kerry would have been president, although Bush would have gotten almost 3 million more electoral votes. It's not partisan, because it could go either way. And I just think that it's better to elect the person president who gets the most popular votes. Then every person's vote is counted equally. Right now, all the campaigns pay enormous attention to a very small number of swing states. For instance, Florida in 2000 and in 2004, Ohio, Iowa, and Pennsylvania, I think, got 75% of the attention paid to the whole country. That's the money spent in elections. That's the visits by the candidates. And what happens is the whole election gets distorted. A huge issue becomes something like, should we continue the economic embargo of Cuba? That could be the issue that the whole presidential election turns on, because they're all trying to please 51% of the voters in Florida. Or ethanol, because they're trying to please 51% of the voters in Iowa. And other states get no attention at all.
All right. Hang on a second, Ken, and we'll come back to you, because I want to ask you about proportional influence and representation, and also about voting machines. Hang on a second, and we'll come back to Ken Gordon, who is the Senate Majority Leader, also running for Secretary of State, and we'll ask him about that, too. Okay, folks, it is 7:10, 10 minutes after 7, and the winning starts right now on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Andy Wickens. Andy Wickens of Westminster. You told us you listened to AM 760 during this hour, and now the clock is ticking. You have 1 hour to call us to claim your prize and become eligible to win our grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. If your name isn't Andy Wickens, you need to know this. Every weekday, AM 760 is giving away great prizes like dinner with me and Ed Schultz, breakfast with me and Al Franken, $500 worth of gas, or $500 in cash. And it's easy to win. Sign up at am760.net right now and tell us when to call your name. Then listen to AM 760 to hear your name. It's that simple. Remember, we're giving away prizes every weekday, and every weekday winner, and every weekday winner becomes eligible to win the eco trip to Costa Rica. It's our way of saying, hey, thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Andy Wickens, I believe his name is Wilkins. It's Andy Wilkins or Wickens. We're waiting for your call. The clock is ticking now, so if you're out there, call us and win. Andy Wickens of Westminster. All right. And to sign up, go to am760.net. All right, let's go back to Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon, and we'll talk a little bit more about this. You know, you're talking about the influence only being poured into a couple of states. How is this movement doing, Ken, nationwide?
It just started. The people have filed bills, legislators have filed bills in Illinois, Louisiana, Missouri, Colorado, and California so far.
And how?
There have been editorials favoring it in different parts of the country. One of the things that people talk about, and I was just talking about it, is how much attention is paid during the campaign to various parts of the country, various states. But to me, it just makes sense to elect the person who has the most votes and count everybody's vote in the United States equally for president of the United States. The Electoral College over-favored small states, but it was at the time when they were trying to encourage slave states to join in the Constitution, to vote for the Constitution, and the slave states were afraid they were going to lose slavery. And so we had additional attention paid to them. I don't think that matters anymore.
And how is this being received here in Colorado?
Well, it's mixed. Republicans feel like it's against them because Bush, some Republicans do, they feel like it's against them because Bush didn't get the majority of votes in 2000. But that it really shouldn't be considered that way at all. It really was a close call as to whether or not Kerry would have been elected in 2004 without the popular vote, and that shouldn't have happened either. I think it would be a good thing to have the presidential campaigns campaigning throughout the whole country and trying to get as many votes as possible rather than focusing on these distortions of winner-take-all in some states. I can't see... Some people are attached to the Electoral College because they actually understand it, so they've got that investment in it because they spent enough time to understand how it works.
Let me talk to you about something else. I got hit with this Friday on the air about the integrity of voting machines. Are you concerned about that issue at all?
Oh, yeah. Last year I carried a bill to require that all voting machines have a paper trail inside them, have a piece of paper that... or a spool of paper that records everyone's vote. So if there's any, it's called into question, if there's a recount or an audit, then they can go back and look at a piece of paper instead of just having, you know, electrons on electronic media.
And then how did that bill do?
It passed.
See, I wasn't here when it passed, so that's the reason I'm asking you about what's going on, because I got hit by some caller in Miami about this, about the integrity of voting machines. And, I failed to say to her, well, that's got to be a state-by-state movement, correct?
County by county, actually.
Oh, it's county by county.
Every county picks their own machines right now. And the Secretary of State in Colorado has to certify machines, but and states can pass laws that require there to be a paper trail, a verifiable paper trail, which some states are doing, but the actual machines are bought by the counties.
All right. A couple of things here before we run out of time. Back to the thing about nationwide popular election, the president of the United States. All right, if Colorado agrees to enter into this, then what happens?
Well, nothing happens until enough states representing 270 electoral votes, a majority, join it, and then what happens is every state has to have a statewide popular vote for president, which they do anyway, and then they all add up the state's votes. So we actually treat the United States as one entity because the president is the president of the whole United States, and then whoever gets the total number of popular votes in the country, then each state that's in the compact would vote them. Now, for instance, but that would mean that Colorado itself could vote, say, a small majority for, let's say, the Democratic candidate in 2008. And yet, let's say the Republican candidate wins countrywide. Then our electoral votes would go to the Republican candidate, even though the Democratic candidate got the most votes in Colorado. The benefit that we get from that is that every other state would be doing the same thing, so that we would all be in this agreement where we agree that our president is going to be the person who gets the most most votes in the whole country. And I think what it'll do is it'll make the presidential campaigns look at no one region or state will be disproportionately represented in the issues that are debated and agreed to during the presidential campaign. It'll be every part of the country.
All right,
makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And the reason I ask what happens next is because if somebody out there is listening right now, and I'm sitting here listening to what you're saying, and it makes sense to me, and other people have the same feelings, what do they do? Contact their legislators?
Yes, exactly. This is a bill I filed it last week. It's in the legislature. And if you think it's a good idea to do this, then call your legislator, your senator, or your representative and let them know. You can find out who they are on votesmart.org. And, you know, you can send me an email, too, of support. If you don't know who your state representative or senator is, you can send me an email, ken@kengordon.com, ken@kengordon.com, and we'll let you know who your state senator and representative is. And then I think that would be a good thing. Let me point one other thing out.
Sure.
We elect governors by the person who gets the most popular votes in the state. If we were going to elect governors like we elected the president of the United States, then a Republican's vote in Denver wouldn't count, and a Democrat's vote in Colorado Springs wouldn't count, because every county would be winner-take-all. So the governor candidates wouldn't even campaign in El Paso County or Denver County or Douglas County. They'd spend all their time in the swing counties, which might be, I don't know, La Plata, Larimer, Garfield, and they wouldn't even show up. They wouldn't spend any money on getting out the vote in Denver or El Paso County because it wouldn't matter. It's just winner take all, so it doesn't matter how many people get out to vote. And in fact, what they find is that in the swing states that the presidential elections are in, there's a 10% higher voter turnout because so much money and effort is spent in those states than in the other states. And young people vote at a higher rate in those states because they're approached and talked to about it, but not in most of the country. It doesn't make any sense. And if you're going out into the world and saying, world, you all ought to have democracies like we do, but by the way, we don't always pick the person who gets the most votes, I think that's a difficult sell as well.
Yeah, I do too. All right, if people want to find out more information about this and also your run for Secretary of State, then go to kengordon.com and Majority Leader Ken Gordon, Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon. Ken, good to have you on the program. Appreciate you being on this morning.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
All right, we'll talk to you. There's Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon. It's 7:19, 19 after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. That thing is fabulous. The Crocodile Bay Lodge. Oh, man. Go online and check it out. It's really a prize worth winning. And we've got so many other prizes, too. All from AM 760. Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Waking up to a nice ride so far, but should be a busier ride than usual because of this RTD strike. Means no light rail, no 16th Street Mall service, and no Rockies ride for opening day. If you want more details on the strike, you can call 303-299-6000. They'll be open after 7 a.m. Now, I-25, we're seeing the usual slow spots as you make your way out of Thornton North Glen, but things open up as you head into downtown. 225 and I-70 looking pretty good, starting to bunch up a little bit. And around town, crews are still working to clear this rollover at Arapahoe and Foothills Parkway, so expect delays in the area. Turnpike looking pretty good so far through Broomfield and Westminster, and onto the forecast. Should see partly sunny skies today, highs in the 60s, or at 32 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you ready for an all-natural, refreshing cocktail? Fresh's Gourmet Margarita, Mojito, and Bloody Mary mixes are premium, non-alcoholic mixes with nothing artificial. You can find Fresh's mixes at Whole Foods, Applejack's, Argonaut, and other fine liquor stores, or visit Fresh's.com.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, this is it. Why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin from The Mortgage Store. You know, the average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. Now, this may be you, and there's something you can do about it. And The Mortgage Store can tell you how. You know, the feds have raised rates, but you can still save hundreds, even thousands of dollars every month if you have a less than perfect credit score with The Mortgage Store. If you're a homeowner, now's the time to tap into that untapped reserve of cash, and you can do it through The Mortgage Store. Their loan consultants at The Mortgage Store are experts in working with you, and you know what? They have helped thousands upon thousands upon thousands of families through their financial problems. They'll be with you every step of the way, from the very first phone call all the way to closing. The Mortgage Store specializes in helping borrowers who have less than perfect credit. So if you've been late on a couple of things, don't worry about it. They're not going to judge you. They're going to help you out. The Mortgage Store. Call them at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Let me give you the number again for The Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171.
On her Lifetime original movie, they met online.
Are you as hot as you sound?
She was married.
I've never cheated.
He was obsessed.
If he was taking care of your heart, you wouldn't be here.
But in the heat of passion,
he's never going to touch you again.
Love is never what you think it is.
I've been lying to you, both of you.
Where's his life from now?
Anne Heche, Eric Roberts, Fatal Desire, inspired by a true story, premieres at 9, 8 Central tonight, only on Lifetime.
So what's worse? The fact that you're not meeting any women, or that when you do, you have no idea what to do? Well, that's all about to change. Because Match.com has created a new, free online dating starter kit. Match.com has millions of female members. And our starter kit launches you with the right game plan so you can find great women in your area, then ace the date. Give your love life a major kickstart with our new starter kit. For a limited time, yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
Jay Marvin here with a question. How can AM 760 say thanks to you, our most loyal listeners? How about an up-close personal breakfast with me and Al Franken? Or dinner with me and Big Ed Schultz?
How about $500 worth of gas?
Or just some cash to pay your bills? You could win one of these exciting prizes and be qualified to win our grand prize, an eco trip to Costa Rica where you can swim, kayak, mountain bike, and hike, and then relax at the fabulous Crocodile Bay Lodge. To find out how to win, go to am760.net right now. Thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. High day 63, under mostly sunny skies, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. All right, you know what? And I know there are probably tons of you out there who are primed to talk about immigration again. But I want to, and we will. We'll do that after 8 o'clock. But I want to, and I don't know how many of you will call in on this, but I want to get back to this article that was in the Washington Post, which I've been holding on to this story, well, since March 29th. And if you watched Bill Maher over the weekend, Bill Maher talked about this. The war on Christmas has morphed into a war on Christians. Last December, some evangelical Christian groups declared that the religious celebration of Christmas and even the phrase Merry Christmas was under attack by forces of secularism. This week, radio commentator Rick Scarborough convened a two-day conference in Washington on the war on Christians and value voters in 2006. The opening sessions were devoted to reports from the front lines on the persecution of Christians in the United States and Canada, including an artist whose paintings were barred from a municipal art show in Deltona, Florida, because they contained religious themes. It doesn't rise to the level of persecution that we would see in China or North Korea, said Tristan Emmanuel, a Canadian activist, but let's not pretend that it's okay. Among the conference speakers were former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, Senators John Cornyn and Sam Brownback, as well as conservative Christian leaders Phyllis Schlafly, Rod Parsley, Gary Bauer, Janet Parshall, and Alan Keyes. To many of the 400 evangelicals packed in the small ballroom of the Omni Shoreham Hotel, it was a hard but necessary look at moral relativism, hedonism, and Christophobia, or the fear of Christ, to pick just a few of the terms offered by the various speakers referring to the enemy. Now, to some outsiders, it illuminated the paranoia of the Christian right. Is there a war on Christianity in this country? That's number one. And I asked that during the first hour here on AM 760. And then the other thing is, and we never really got into this, and one of the callers who I never got to, and I hope she'll call back again, who wanted to raise this question, is a question that I've been dying to ask and have been dying to raise here for a long, long time. Between 80 and 85% of this country is Christian. But where are Christian progressives? Where are Christians on the left? And how come we never hear from them? How come they're so quiet? But yet these religious Christians on the right, they make a lot of noise. Some even say they control the GOP. And to even talk about this subject, to even get on the air and talk about this subject, I'm guaranteed to get emails from people who will accuse me of picking on Christianity, which I don't think I'm doing. I mean, in my mind, I can substantiate the two. I see mainstream Christians as being very different from the religious right. But progressive Christians and evangelical Christians who are on the left are nowhere to be seen, are very, very quiet. And what comes across is that those of us on the left, that not only are we anti-Christian, but we're also anti-God. And that we have an image problem, or maybe we don't, but it seems to me that we do, that we have an image problem with people who are religious in this society. And I'm wondering how you feel about this. And if you are Christian, do you feel like there's a war on your values? Do you feel like there's a war on your religion? Do you feel that you're being persecuted? Do you feel like you're being attacked? Because there are those of us in this society who don't want the Ten Commandments in courthouses, who do not want Bibles as part of a curriculum in schools, who doesn't believe in prayer in school. We don't believe in prayer in school. Or before a governmental body meets. Unless it's, a rotating situation. And there are those of us who reject the idea. And I've heard this said to me many times. That Christianity is the official religion of the United States of America. And I've had that said to me many times, both in emails, and I've had people say it to me. that there should be no separation between church and state because Christianity is the official religion of the United States of America. So there, I've laid it out for you. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. And do you believe that there is a war on Christianity? So I got a couple of questions here. Do you believe there's a war on Christianity? Why are Christians on the left so quiet? Those are probably the two big ones right there. And if you're not Christian, if you're not among the 85% of this country, if you're not Christian, I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. And do you feel persecuted? Do you feel like you're being leaned on? 303-713-7600. We'll get to your calls coming up here. Thanks for being here this morning. So I do my Rita Cosby imitation here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. How was your busy this morning? Running heavy on the north end of town, southbound I-25. Slow from 104th into downtown. Also bunching up in both directions as you make your way through T-Rex and southbounders. Watch for stall in traffic. That's sitting just past Bellevue. Now, if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, seeing a slow go from Sheridan on over. Just getting word of a three-car crash now eastbound 6th Avenue, right around Santa Fe and around town. Crews are still busy with this rollover. It's a tanker truck on its side. Chemical spill in the area at Arapahoe and Foothills Parkway. So probably a good idea to avoid that stretch. Now, the turnpike slows eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And keep in mind, no light rail, no 16th Street Mall service, and no Rockies ride for opening day, all because of the RTD strike. Checking out the forecast, going to be today, partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. We're at 32 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you totally blindsided by double payments? What can you do? Higher interest rates are coming, and if you're paying the minimum amount, your payment could...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Call Thermal Advantage, 303-487-6880.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, and if you want to win a breakfast with Al Franken and myself, you need to go to am760.net and sign up right now. Good morning, 7:34, 26 minutes in front of 8. Well, that's how my voice sounds, doesn't it?
An emotional rescue!
That's how it sounds. I sound like either that or Rita Cosby. Hi today, 63, and it's good to have you along. We're talking about the war on Christianity. If there is such a thing going on, as the religious right claims that there is, you know, and those of us on the left keep getting tagged with this thing about being anti-religious. Like, religion is the exclusive property of the right. And I wonder where all the religious progressives are. Because I know you got to be out there. And how come you're so silent? Let's go to Rob in Denver. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Rob.
I wanted to argue that there is a war on Christianity, but it's being waged by the religious right themselves. What every argument they make when you talk about, for instance, the prayer in school, In God We Trust, God in the Pledge of Allegiance, in order to make that argument, you have to argue that the God that they're talking about is a much broader God than one that only applies to the evangelical Christians and the Christian faith. So you're actually trying to water down Christianity when you do that. It's the same thing with Christmas. If you say that all these secular groups, the retailers and everything, have to say Merry Christmas, you're secularizing Christmas. You're not protecting it.
Hmm. Well, you know, what about those of us in society, though, who are not Christians?
That's just it. That should be your choice. For us to say that you have to join us in a prayer means we have to water down the God that we believe in.
I mean, I wonder if there's anybody out there who feels like they're put upon by the radical Christian right, people like James Dobson, continuing to push for a so-called, quote-unquote, you know, theocracy in this country. If they object to it and are getting tired of being pushed by these people.
Well, that's the other half of it. They claim to be evangelicals, but nothing they're doing is serving the cause of spreading what they believe.
Yeah, except maybe to do it through force.
Yeah, it's pushing people away because the Christian faith says that this is a personal choice. It's not a choice that can be imposed upon you. So as an evangelical Christian, I'm looking to encourage people to make a right choice, not to obey the same rules that I believe are appropriate to my faith.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be an evangelical Christian?
Absolutely. And at one time I was, to a large extent, pulled in by some of the things that are being proclaimed. I was at a rally called the Spirit in 76, calling for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in 1976 on our anniversary. And, I mean, there were some people, there were, part of that group was about unity and that which all of us had in common. And another part was the group that became the more majority and pulled some of the other, eventually the Christian Coalition. And I never really agreed with them anyway. But what happened there to me and what happens to a lot of Christians is you trust the people that are around you, your brothers and sisters, so you tend to be pulled into believing things that aren't necessarily supported by the Bible.
Why do you think it is that progressive Christians... Christians on the left, why are they so quiet?
Well, some of them aren't. There's some good web areas, and I don't have them off the top of my head, and I'm trying to think of the one particular progressive preacher that I really like that I have heard on some progressive radio programs. And
are you talking about Jim Wallace?
No. It starts with a C, and it's an Italian name, and I can't think of his name right now.
The reason I ask is are they really silent, or does the media not give them the credit that's due?
Well, as I said, they do have some good web space out there, and, yes, the media is not giving them the credit they're due. you know, you have so much of the media focused on the religious right, and that's partly because you have the religious right talk radio programs who are creating focus on it. The other reason is that the religious right, I mean, on our side, we realize that, once again, we can't force people to believe as we do. So those of us who are liberal and evangelical, and so, you know, we're less likely to be quite as vocal because we want to deal with reason and not try to do the same kind of bumper sticker forcefulness that you see coming out of the religious right.
All right, Rob. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate you being part of the show.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. A couple of lines open here, 303-713-7600. And I would love to hear from those of you who consider yourself to be Christians, but you are liberal or progressive, and why you think it is that Christians on the left seem to be very, very quiet, where Christians on the right make a tremendous amount of noise. That's number one. And then number two, if you're not Christian, how you view this. Let's go to Ron in Wheat Ridge. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ron.
A couple things here. I'm a progressive. I'm a Christian. And the reason I think you don't hear it from the left is I think we have to separate this. Is, to me, Christianity is a private issue, and I think the right wing has made it into a public issue, and I think that's wrong. And I'll tell you what I really think this whole thing is, Jay, if you boil it down on the right, it's fear. Fear is motivating and driving these people, and I think that they whip up this fear and they take it all the way down through their ranks. On the left, I don't think that Christianity has to be in the political side. I don't think it should be, and that's how I feel about it. That's why I think there's more, quote, quietness or silence on the left, because it is something that should be separated. That's my opinion.
But is it time for those on the left to stand up and say, hey, you don't represent the majority of Christianity?
Yes. In fact, I think that what really is my hot button is when they say, if you don't believe like I do, then you're not a Christian, or you're my God, their God is greater than yours. And that is so wrong. I mean, that is absolutely, I mean, you know, back to Jesus' days, that's not how he would have looked at things. And that really is irritating. But I still go back to this fear thing, Jay. When you have fear base, you do things that are really a little strange, and that's what I think is happening on the right. And once they get whipped up all the way down through all of their ranks, it's basically what they think is expected of them, all the way from the top, from the Dobson.
What the hell are they scared of? Are they scared of us? They're scared of you and me?
Well, you know, you said something about 20 minutes ago, and it said, you know, did they seek the Bush of the world? And my opinion is, Bushes and them, they sought the religious right. There's no doubt in my mind that they were faltering in the Republican Party. And, I mean, one thing I'll say, I'll give these people their credit, and especially more in the Midwest and the South, they really can rally. Again, I think it's through fear. They can rally the troops. They can rally a lot of people, and they saw that.
Yeah, they know how to work them. You're right about that. You know? And it's something, this is a topic that is never, ever discussed. The fact that if you go through and if you look at the voting, particularly in the last election, the GOP made out like bandits with people who had quote-unquote moral value voting or religious voting. They were able to work those people and get into the churches and work those people like crazy, and it helped them get out over the top, despite the fact that you'll get people who call the stations like this and will make statements about, you know, voter irregularities with machines, and they'll get into that whole thing in Ohio. But if you look at it nationwide, the GOP, you're right, has been very, very successful at this, and we don't seem to be as successful.
Well, let me just throw one out, Jay. And this is a friend of mine lives down in the South, and he married into a fundamentalist family through the service, and at his church, in the last election, as he left the church, they gave him a list of how he should vote. And the minister from the pulpit was educating these people. That is wrong, Jay. But you know what? Nobody crosses them. That's just the way they do it.
All right, quick question here before we run out of time. As a progressive Christian, Do you think if a church gets caught doing that kind of thing, do you think their tax status should be lifted?
Absolutely. I think that's the biggest scam in the world. They got it made. They got the best of both sides.
Should those of us on the... Now I got one more question. Should those of us on the left, should we work churches the same way?
Boy, my ethics don't allow me to do it personally, because, again, I go back to that's a very personal thing in your life, and I just don't understand the consciousness of these people to be able to look somebody in the eye and be able to do that. I just can't do it.
All right, Ron. Hey, glad you're on the show this morning, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Great call. 7:45, 50 minutes away from 8. One line open at 303-713-7600. Maybe what we need to do is what I ask Ron. Do we need to work churches? Is that what we need to do? Hey, you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net. Great prizes. Great prizes. And all you got to do is sign up at am760.net. We'll continue with this conversation. If you're on the phone, hang on for dear life. We'll get to you. And if not, I got one line open at 303-713-7600. This is the kind of really good person-to-person discussions I love to have on a Monday morning. Let's get into this problem. Let's attack this problem. Let's figure out how to diffuse it and try to figure out how...
A man gives a woman flowers. What does this mean? He loves me? He's up to something. You each experience a different reaction based on your history. Your beliefs determine how you respond. Your beliefs also determine how you respond to customers, clients, or patients. Let the Impact Institute align your people's beliefs with the goals of the company. The Impact Institute at impactinst.com. Visit for a free gift. Creating impact through people, one person at a time.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Chasm Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars, Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
To put down. You got $1,000? They'll put down $1,000. You've got $2,000 to put down. If you've got $1,500 to put down, they've got $1,500 to put down, and you've got $3,000 to put down. It's as simple as that. And at Rocky's Autos, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Whether you're looking for something for yourself or the entire family, Rocky's Autos has got you covered. And Rocky's is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Been in business almost 25 years along the Front Range. Check them out online at rockysautos.com. But whatever you do, get down to Rocky's. They're matching down incentive up to $1,500 is going on now, and it's your chance to save, and I mean save big. Rockies, great folks. Check them out. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Ladies, get your smile on.
There's nothing like fresh roasted turkey and succulent ripe tomatoes to get me excited about a sandwich. But there is one thing that can make me want it even more. The delicious taste and crispy crunch of baked Lay's potato crisps. A sandwich and baked Lay's. I think I'm in love.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Get the classic taste of Lay's potato chips and a toasted sub today at Subway restaurants.
You finished with your fries?
Yeah, take them.
Hey, with your Medicare drug plan, you're only paying $28 a month?
Yeah.
For which drug?
All of them.
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
I'll help you pick a plan. If I can do it, you can do it.
No kidding.
Oh, you want to be smart? Give me back my fries.
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th. Paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to BristolWindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to BristolWindows.com.
Find out how.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Hey, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how you can win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
My man Merle Haggard. Mighty Merle. 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 63. And Jay Marvin here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Well, we're talking about the war on Christianity that the right-wing claims is going on, right-wing Christians claim it's going on, and why it is that Christians on the left seem to be so quiet. Let's go to Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I think this is a great topic, and I want to remind you that Martin Luther King was an evangelical Christian.
That's right.
And I think it's important to draw a distinction between fundamentalists and evangelicals. And I think fundamentalists are defined as people who are fearful of the modern world. You know, an earlier caller was talking about this fear. I think when you're fearful of the modern world, you want to retreat to something that feels familiar. And that's what fundamentalists do all over the world. I mean, in Islam as well. So, you know, I think that's an important distinction. And, you know, the fundamentalists say that, you know, it's a war between religion and the Enlightenment in America, you know, that the secular humanism. But when you look at it, there's actually another force that I think is more powerful, and that's capitalism. And we need to look at that as a force in America, that actually capitalism might be stronger than both religion and the ideas of the Enlightenment, you know, and there's an article in Harper's Magazine, I think, this month about that. I also wanted to point out Krugman has a great article in today's New York Times about McCain really kissing up to the fundamentalists, the religious fundamentalists.
Oh, God, he's doing it big time.
Yeah, and I think we need to keep those people who are thinking McCain is, you know, a moderate and might vote for him next time around. Be real. Start reading Krugman because he's really showing McCain, as, you know, his true colors.
Yeah, he's going to speak at, you know, at Lynchburg University or whatever it is, Jerry Falwell's University.
Yeah.
And he's dropped his whole war with Falwell and Dobson and all those people.
Right, it's crazy. And then I also encourage you to read on Huffington Post, there's a guy named Ellis Wiener, I think, and he's you know, a Jewish man who's talking about evangelicals, and he writes a scathing kind of critique of right-wing Christianity. And I think, you know, given that it's a reaction of fear, for those of us who want to engage evangelicals, and I try to, you know, debate them whenever I can, and a lot of people think I'm crazy for doing that, but I think we need to start from this point of view of, like, recognizing that it's a fear-based reaction. And when someone's afraid and fearful, it requires that we approach them with some compassion. And I think that that's maybe a way to you know, for those of us who call ourselves Christians but don't believe in this religious right, we have to pull the compassion that Jesus showed and try to show it to our fearful fundamentalist brothers and sisters who are just really, you know, I think are reacting out of fear and you know, need to hear a different message about the gospel.
Boy, you know, so much of what drives the right is fear.
Yeah.
Really is, isn't it?
It is. And I think Jim Wallace is out there preaching a different message, and he was all over the country, and he said people kept coming up to him and say, you mean I as a Christian I can, you know, work for social justice? And I think people have just forgotten that Christianity has that tradition, but you know, for the modern world, this religious right is just dominating the discussion. It's a one-way discussion.
Yeah, and then so what? Why? Why are they dominating the discussion? Where's the religious left?
Yeah, I agree. We've been way too quiet. And I encourage. The other guy earlier said that religion is a private matter. I totally disagree. And Jim Wallace says that it's my relationship with God is private, but religion should never just be private. It's also a public thing, and that's what Martin Luther King showed. You know, here's what Martin Luther King did. He used his religion to inform his politics. He came back to the United States and said, "All right, you know, we're not going to create a theocracy. We're going to make the United States live up to its original doctrines." He said, "You know, you said all men created equal, and that means all people are created equal. So let's go back and, you know, and let's talk about the original ideas. But let's let our religion, whatever it is, influence our values but let's start talking about it."
Great points. Brian, thank you, man. Good call.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Take care. Let's go to Lori in Loveland. Lori, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling about an organization and about a book. The organization is called Interfaith Alliance. Walter Cronkite is a member of this group. What they're about is they say that they're people of faith and goodwill united to promote democratic values, defend religious liberty, challenge hatred and religious bigotry, and reinvigorate informed civic participation. They really are not for the right. They're trying to expose some of the things that the right says that are kind of off the wall. And then there's a book called Contempt by Catherine Cryer, which is about the right and American justice, how they have infiltrated the courts and so forth, and what could happen. And her first sentence is, "Be very afraid." And so there are some groups and books and so forth out there that are tending to talk to this issue.
Well, you know, we do have to be scared of them getting into the courts and getting into everything else. And not the same kind of fear that they fester, but more of a concern and an awareness. And I really believe the Christians on the left, Christians that are progressive, that are liberal, Christians on the left have got to start to stand up and have got to speak and have got to stop letting these people monopolize the conversation, because that's exactly what they're doing. Lori, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about immigration. We've got Congresswoman Diana DeGette coming up at 8:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget to go to am760.net and sign up to win that fabulous trip to Costa Rica to the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Oh, man, is it good.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shot Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Schock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Schock a call at 720-226-4914.
Sign up online to win big prizes. From AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's the morning after in eight storm-battered states from the Midwest to the Deep South, and search teams are still finding the bodies of victims. The confirmed death toll stands at 23 now. Western Tennessee took the brunt of it with 19 people killed. WREG-TV's Darlene Jones is in Dyer County.
You know, just talking to emergency crews, a lot of these bodies were just kind of laying out in the open.
In Fairview Heights, Illinois, just east of St. Louis, a family cheated death when winds destroyed the store they were in.
People were crying and screaming. I took my wife and son and threw them down to the floor, and I looked up and that part of the building just collapsed.
Storm survivors in Caruthersville, Missouri are offering prayers of thanksgiving.
People walking around hugging, crying, thanking God we're all still alive and not hurt.
A big C-5 military cargo plane crashed just short of the runway at Delaware's Dover Air Force Base just before sunrise after developing engine trouble on takeoff. The plane broke into three pieces with the cockpit coming to a rest at a right angle to the fuselage. The Air Force says 17 people were on board. Pam Marecki is with a hospital that treated 10 of them.
Their injuries appear to be relatively minor. Several are able to come off, walk off the ambulance, so that's very good.
Well, this is just in. The military says three Marines and a sailor have been killed in action in Anbar province west of Baghdad. In Baghdad, Secretary of State Rice wouldn't say that Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri has to go, but she did say Iraq needs a strong leader who can form a unified government, something Jafri hasn't been able to do in 3 months.
First and foremost, the reason for this trip is to encourage and urge Iraqis to do what Iraqis must do.
Teenage sex, monkey see, monkey do. CBS's Jim Shenevy explains.
We get it every day in the media. Shows like Desperate Housewives.
Hi, how was school?
Got an A minus in my biology exam.
Dad, well, let's see what you've learned.
A University of North Carolina researcher found that sexually charged television, movies, music, and magazines fuel the sex drives of teenagers, pushing them to have sex at an earlier age. And the more sexy media the teens were exposed to, the more sex they had. Jim Shanavy, CBS News.
In Denver, getting from point A to point B requires a car or a little more shoe leather. CBS's Lee Frank tells us transit workers are on strike.
Highways are more packed than usual. The Regional Transportation District says 45% of the bus routes will be serviced, but light rail trains aren't running. Downtown mall shuttle buses are parked, and there won't be special bus service for opening day of Rockies baseball.
And this is just in from Washington. The Supreme Court has sidestepped a challenge to the Bush administration's wartime detention powers. The court has rejected the appeal of accused terrorist Jose Padilla. On the CBS Wall Street Watch, in early trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead by about 65 points. The NASDAQ is up 8. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Center, this is Wendy.
I just have a question. I know you all can call out, but can somebody call in?
Yes, of course. I have a phone number right here. Would you like it?
I sure would.
Okay, it's 262.
OnStar Hands-Free Calling is a voice-activated calling feature built into OnStar-equipped vehicles that allows subscribers to make and receive calls while keeping their hands on the wheel and eyes on the road.
You guys have helped me out many times. I love it.
Awesome.
I wouldn't trade this for all the tea in China.
I'm glad that it's working out for you.
There are no additional access fees, roaming, or long-distance charges.
Anything else I can assist you with?
Not unless you got a bag full of 50s.
If I had a bag full of 50s, I'd be in Mexico.
All right. You have a good day, okay?
You too.
OnStar Hands-Free Calling is available on 16 Chevy cars and trucks. To purchase minutes or learn more about this service, push your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar Hands-Free Calling is not available in certain markets.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. RTD's on strike, so it's a morning for surfing rather than riding.
I went to the website and found out all the information of like what goes down to Auraria campus. And actually my mom helped me out with what's leaving what and what streets I need to take to get there.
That Metro State student has figured out how to navigate her way across town despite the RTD strike. This guy in Westminster knows he just needs to be patient.
It's going to add anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half to my commute every morning, which is already about 45 minutes just taking the express bus.
RTD's union workers went on strike at 2 this morning. Light rail service is shut down, so is express service. The 16th Street Mall shuttle and Rocky's Ride, about 45% of RTD buses are running their regular routes. Supporters and opponents of a new village proposed for the base of Wolf Creek Ski Area should find out later today whether an access road can be built across National Forest land. Rio Grande National Forest Supervisor Peter Clark will make his decision at 1 o'clock today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Kathy. We are starting to see some trouble for the drive. If you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, seeing a slow go from Federal. That's because of a three-car crash. I am at the center lanes just past Santa Fe. Good news is that accident in the clearing stages, so we should start moving again pretty quickly. Now, on the north end of town, southbound I-25, running heavy from 136 because we're crashing near Thornton Parkway. Get by that, and we're heavy into downtown and loaded up in both directions through T-Rex. Also have a stalled semi that's sitting on the ramp from northbound I-25 onto 58th Avenue. Now, in Boulder, crews still dealing with this rolled tanker truck at Arapahoe and Foothills Parkway. There is a chemical spill there, and the turnpike running heavy eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Now, no light rail today, no 16th Street Mall service, and no Rocky's Ride for opening day because of the RTD strike. And moving on to the forecast.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hoodia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that and vitamins, and you get the picture. Get the encouragement you need. Here's a kickstart special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 1-877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
Well, at RateTheMusic.com, we want your opinion, and it does matter to us, and to radio and record executives across the country. At RateTheMusic.com, you can rate the music you love and voice your opinions on the music you hate. Signing up is as easy as visiting us now at www.RateTheMusic.com. Let your voice be heard at RateTheMusic.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:07 minutes after 8. High today is 63. Jay Marvin here, manning my post in my best Rita Cosby voice. And you know, I was going to go on and talk about immigration, but we can maybe get into that tomorrow. We have Congresswoman Dinah DeGette coming up at the bottom of the hour. But this thing about religion and about the left and why people on the left who consider themselves to be progressives, who consider themselves to be Democrats, who consider themselves to be liberals and are religious are so quiet, and why the religion, people on the right who are religious, get all the attention and make so much noise. And this all comes from an article that I've been hanging on to. I've been wanting to do this topic for the better part of a week, because this goes back to March the 29th. And Bill Maher talked about it this weekend on his show, on HBO. And this is a group of 400 evangelicals who got together in Washington, D.C. Tom DeLay was there. Senator John Cornyn was there. Sam Brownback was there. Of course, they're all Republicans. As well as conservative Christian leaders, Phyllis Schlafly, Rod Parsley, Gary Bauer, Janet Parshall, and Alan Keyes. And we on the left, those of us who consider ourselves to be Democrats, or consider ourselves to be progressives, or consider ourselves to be liberals, whatever category you fit into on the left, and there's a ton of us in varying degrees, we're always getting tagged with being secular humanists, hostile to religion. And I don't know about you, and I'm not the most religious person on the planet. I was raised Jewish, grew up in a very, very conservative part of Southern California, Orange County,
And I remember feeling like a minority. And I remember, you know, the things that would go along with being Jewish, like you couldn't, you know, date certain girls because if their parents found out you were Jewish, they 86'd it. Or going to governmental meetings, such as school board meetings, and they would end the prayer with, in Jesus' name. And many of us, I'm not saying all of us, but many of us who went through that experience, got a sort of hostile feeling towards Christianity. And a lot of us believe, and I still believe this, in a separation of church and state. Still believe this. Still believe this to be true. But the right wing, they work this religious value voters angle on us. And they portray us off as being secular humanists and hostile towards religion. And I don't think a lot of us are. Because you're for separation of church and state doesn't mean that you're hostile to religion. Doesn't mean that at all. Now, publicly, maybe what we need to do is we need to embrace religion more loudly. But we could use the help of those on the left who are religious to come forward and say, wait a minute, to the James Dobsons of the world, to the Jerry Falwells of the world, to the Ralph Reeds of the world, to the Gary Bowers of the world, wait a minute, you don't own Christianity. You don't own any religion. And we're sitting over here on the left, and we are just as religious as you are. So stop tagging us with this thing about how we're anti-religion. And I put Jim Wallace on this show. Did it early on when I first started this show. Put Jim Wallace on. He wrote a marvelous book about religion. If you haven't read it, you should read it. But I've often wondered why it is that people who are on the left, who are religious and are on the left, are so quiet. And that they don't stand up to the Dobsons. And that they don't stand up to the Falwells. And they don't say, well, wait a minute, you don't run things. And I'll tell you something. The religious right turns out the voters. The religious right raises a tremendous amount of money. And to me, that's what it's all about. To me, it's about the ground game. And to me, it's about getting out and voting and being involved. And we need the left, on the left, we need for people who are religious to stand up and to say, wait a minute, you do not have a monopoly on Christ. You do not have a monopoly on God. You don't have it. And there are a lot of us out here who are just as moral as you are. And finally, let me throw this in. And I've been saying it all morning since 6 o'clock, and it is reality. It's true. If I get on this radio station, and it isn't only this radio station. I've had it on a lot of radio stations. If I get on and I go after the Dobsons, and I go after the Falwells, and I go after the Bowers and the Reeds and the Keys, and I in any way, shape, or form throw in the word Christian, I will inevitably, I'll always get 4 or 5 emails saying, there you go again, you're attacking Christianity. And you know what? That's not what I'm doing. not attacking Christianity. I'm after one version of it. One version of it that I think that is dedicated to taking this country and making it into a theocracy, which I don't think any of us want. At least I don't think any of you want it. We might have some, you know, errant right-winger going up and down the dial who may hear this and go, well, wait a minute, yeah, that's exactly what we want. I'm not for prayer in school. Okay, I don't want a manger display on public property. I don't think political parties should be going to churches and instructing pastors who then turn around and instruct their parishioners, or parishioners is not the right word, their congregation, to turn around and vote a certain way. I don't like that idea. And I'm against it. And I think if a church gets caught doing it, they should have their tax-exempt status challenged. But am I in any way, shape, or form attacking all of Christianity? No, not at all. And I don't think there's anything wrong with going to Christian voters or value-based voters and saying, hey, we got a great message about values. We got a great message about morals. Listen to what we have to say. All right, I'll take your calls coming up, all of you. Hang on. 303-713-7600, we'll get into this. And I'll get all the calls in I possibly can, because I want to hear what you have to say about it. Because to me, this is a really vital issue. A vital, vital issue. It's a vital issue for the midterm elections in 06, and it's going to be an even bigger issue come 08. 8:16, 16 after 8, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Sign up now at am760.net. You can win that eco trip to Costa Rica and Crocodile Bay. I mean, that resort is absolutely out of this world. Plus, tons of other great prizes, too, including a breakfast with me and Al Franken and dinner with me and...
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed. But we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing,
Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
It's at 9, 8 Central tonight, only on Lifetime.
So what's worse? The fact that you're not meeting any women, or that when you do, you have no idea what to do? Well, that's all about to change. Because Match.com has created a new, free online dating starter kit. Match.com has millions of female members. And our starter kit launches you with the right game plan so you can find great women in your area, then ace the date. Give your love life a major kickstart with our new starter kit. For a limited time, yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Twenty-one minutes after 8. High today, 63. Mostly sunny skies. J. Marvin, AM 760. Progressive Talk. Transit strike underway and opening day of the Rockies baseball game. We're talking about the religious right versus the religious left. Let's jump on the phones and we go to Nan in Estes Park. Nan, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Nan.
Everybody that has called, I've really been impressed with, okay? And I'd like to just make a couple of extra comments. To me, every religion in some form or another, I think of do unto others as you would have them do unto you, okay,
mm-hmm.
in variation. And also, I think some have forgotten that we're supposed to be taking care of the least among us, you know. And if, I think Democrats, basically, or democracy, you know, the Democratic Party is in a party of an inclusion, and for some Republican Party, it's exclusion. Okay.
Yeah, but they have they charge us with being the party of exclusion when it comes to religious people.
Yeah. Anyway, I think partly the left is quiet because they don't want to lower themselves to that level. Okay. Also, I was raised Catholic. I am non-attending, but a lot of I think my parents were Catholic. Were very much. I think I was influenced mostly by them, and they were definitely fair people, and allowed people to be themselves. And I'll get off the line so somebody else can call. Okay?
All right. Thanks, Nan. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Let's go to Jason in Denver. Jason, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. This is the second time I've called, and it was on the same subject. I'm a liberal. I'm a Catholic. My liberalism is deeply tied up with my religion. And I think it's time that lefty Christians stand up and take this subject back. I don't know if church is the right forum to discuss, to get into politics and try and influence people and their voting decisions, but I sure think that, at least outside of Mass for myself, definitely talk to people about this kind of stuff.
Well, you know, having a discussion about this in church, though, wouldn't be that bad of a deal as long as you don't endorse any specific candidates.
Well, I you're right about that. You know, and the other one of the other things that I think it's okay to talk to your priests or your pastors or your ministers if they come out and they say something that's completely outrageous. You should be able to talk to them and say, wait, stand back and listen to what you're saying. We at the parish that I belong to, we had a priest that, you know, every other week he was all about the abortion issue, abortion, abortion, abortion. And, you know, that's great, but you never say any, that he would never speak to, like, men's responsibility in that whole subject. And we called him on the carpet many times about that, and eventually that became part of his speech, and he kind of backed off the rhetoric a little bit. So, I you know, being a lefty and being a Christian, I think they go hand in hand. Lefties believe in social justice. Christians are all about social justice, or at least you should be if you're reading the same book I've been reading.
But why are Christians on the left so quiet?
We're a little bit afraid of the separation of church and state thing. I don't want to see prayer in the classroom and public schools and stuff. If you're going to a private Christian school, sure, go ahead and pray away. But, you know, it's a real scary thing to see this whole theocracy idea that Bush has been running with these days and, coming to fruition. And it's a scary thing to us because, you know, church is, your religion is a one part of your life, but, you know, it shouldn't be involved with the government. You know, I sure don't want the Pope making decisions about what we do in this country, you know, and how we run this country. But I sure don't mind him telling me what, you know, giving me some ideas about how I should live my faith.
All right, Jason. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
No problem. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Let's go to Bruce in Denver. Bruce, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey, Bruce.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell you about a woman who's local here in Denver who's written a book called Theopolitics, which goes into this issue, talks about Dobson, you know, his very thoroughly researched. Her name is Michelle Swanson, and she might be an interesting person to get on the phone.
Yeah, we'll try to get a hold of her.
You know, she's great. I got to meet her a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that, you know, I kind of grew up in the Southern Baptist tradition, you know, accepted Jesus when I was 12 years old at a tent revival down in Texas. And, you know, I mean, that's 45 years ago. So, but to me, Christianity is your relationship 24/7. Churchianity is what you do at 10:30 on Sunday morning. And the churches have been losing faith because they've gotten away from what Jesus was teaching, what everybody's talking about, you know, justice to the poor, love for your neighbor, this kind of stuff. And they've made it a power and fear and control issue. And they should be called on that. And all the people that, the media tends to focus on the scary and the dramatic. And the radical right fundamentalists, I mean, let's face it, the rapture and Armageddon and the destruction of the earth, I mean, my goodness, you know, look at all the, I mean, you know, look how dramatic that is. And it's you know, that the calm and the peace don't have the same flash.
But you know, it's really weird. I can name you religious leaders on the right. But
right.
But I can't name offhand, other than Jim Wallis, religious leaders on the left.
Right. Well, back in the 60s, you know, there were. I mean, William Sloan Coffin, Martin Luther King.
There were
a lot of them.
Where's all that gone?
It has to do with the control of the media. You had an independent media back then that you do not have today. These people are in it for the money. And
you know, is that the case, or is that they're just not as vocal?
No, I think they are vocal, but
I mean, if I needed to book somebody on here other than Jim Wallis, I can't think of one name.
Well, I mean, check with Sojourners. I mean, well, for example, there's a church that advertises on your station that is up at 37th and Federal. You might check that out. Talk to those folks.
Yeah, but there's no national, you know, acknowledged leaders like there are in the religious right.
Well, that may be, but again, make this guy a leader. You know, get him on, puff him, give him some airtime. I forget what his name is, but he does advertise on your, on this station, so maybe check him out. They may know some of the national leaders.
All right, Bruce. Appreciate
Thank
it, man.
You.
Thank you.
Bet.
Appreciate the
Bye-bye.
Call. All right, coming up on 8:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Diana DeGette, Congresswoman Diana DeGette, coming up next. We'll talk to her about a whole a bunch of issues, and then probably just open the phones on this Monday morning. And I want to play that Patrick Leahy speech, too, as well. Right now, though, let's take a look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Still seeing trouble in Boulder with this rolled tanker and a chemical spill. That's at Arapahoe and Foothills Parkway. The diagonal on Highway 93 seeing the usual jams while the turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Now, if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, running heavy from Federal, that's because of an earlier problem after Santa Fe. Good news is that crash has been cleared. Now, I-25 slows on the north end from 120th into downtown, and we're actually looking pretty good as you make your way through T-Rex. Southbound 225, looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And keep in mind, no light rail, no 16th Street Mall service, and no Rockies ride for opening day today because of the RTD strike. Checking out the forecast, going to be a nice...
Oh, dude, I'm in trouble.
Why?
I haven't done my taxes yet. I don't have an appointment anywhere. I can't figure out the forms for myself. I'm done for.
Whoa, relax.
I'm going to have to change my name and leave the country.
Just go to TurboTax.com. They have everything you need to get your taxes done quickly.
TurboTax.com?
Yep. You just answer simple questions and it fills in all the right forms. It checks for errors and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Sounds easy.
You can even e-file and get confirmation that the IRS received your return.
Well, that sounds a lot easier than what I was planning.
Learn more at TurboTax.com. Log on and you're done.
Progressive Club for station info, big prizes, and more. It's all at AM760.net.
Stay connected with AM760.net.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too. So no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
Join the Arapahoe County Democrats and Jay Marvin of AM 760's Progressive Talk Radio for their inaugural Pat Schroeder Dinner at the Radisson Hotel, I-225 in Parker on Friday, April 14th. For details, call 303-338-1202 or on the web at arapahodems.org.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
morning, 8:33, 27 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. High today, 63, under mostly sunny skies. Let's get to the phones and talk to Congresswoman Diana DeGette. And we'll talk to her on a whole range of issues, and she happens to be my congresswoman. And Congresswoman DeGette, thank you, and welcome to the program.
I'm sure glad to be with you this morning.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. First of all, let's talk about this whole thing with the Environmental Protection Agency Chief Stephen Johnson and his attendance at a Denver political fundraiser. What was going on with that? And you were thinking about filing an ethics complaint, and whatever happened with that?
Well, the state Democratic Party has filed a complaint, so I'm not really sure an additional complaint needs to be filed.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, it sure smells, because here you have the regional director of the EPA having a fundraiser for their local Republican candidate and inviting the industry to a closed-door, high-ticket lunch. We regular citizens who have concerns with the EPA can't get that kind of access to the administrator, and I just think that it's a real example of what's going on in Washington right now.
Doesn't it kind of characterize what this administration is all about, though, about high-dollar insiders having access where those of us who are sitting on the outside virtually have none?
Oh, completely. I mean, you can say a lot of things about the Clinton administration, but they were very clear that their appointees did not have these kinds of little get-togethers behind doors for campaign purposes. And I think I just think it just shows you how far astray this administration and the Republicans who control Congress have gone.
And there seems to be no real way, or maybe it's because we're in the minority, and we're the minority party, but it seems to be no way to rein these people in.
Oh, there's a way to rein the people in. It's called the November 2006 election.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, we still have our voices, as you saw with the newspaper article where I really called them to task, and their defense is, well, it may not be technically illegal because he didn't use his title. Someone else did. Well, excuse me, I think people can tell when something's wrong.
You know, it's the same thing with Marilyn Musgrave showing up at a Republican dinner in Fort Morgan with a couple of soldiers decked out in their uniforms, where, you know, the law specifically forbids that kind of activity, yet she went ahead and did it anyway.
Well, the law says that you can't use the soldiers for campaign purposes, but the way she skirted around that is she said, well, they were just at the event giving protection.
Oh, yeah.
And again, that's what's going on in Washington right now. They go right up to the edge and they say, well, maybe it's not technically illegal, so it's okay, but it still smells to high heaven.
Yeah, it sure does. And, you know, I hope we do turn around and do something about it in November and change the course of this country and, you know, stop all of this foolishness. Let's talk a little bit here about immigration. Do you favor the McCain-Kennedy bill? What's your feeling about it?
I do favor the McCain-Kennedy bill. And I've been advocating for a long time for sort of a four-prong process. Number one, a good guest worker program that will sort of sort out this system that we've developed, which is bad for the employer and bad for the worker. Number two, a program like they have in McCain-Kennedy, where people who have been here and they want to become citizens can get in the back of the line and pay a penalty behind people who have applied under the regular process. Number three, you really have to have border enforcement. No sovereign country can keep alive without good borders. And the fourth thing we have to have, and this is not in McCain-Kennedy, but I think we have to have it, economic development south of the border.
Yeah, you know something, I would agree with that, and very few people really you know, bring that up or really even talk about that, about us putting pressure on Mexico and Latin American countries to economically get their acts together so that people don't want to leave home or don't need to leave home to be able to feed their families.
Yeah. It's like I always say, do you think these folks get up in some remote village in Mexico and say, gee, I think I'm going to leave my family, make a treacherous journey to the U.S., risk my life going across the border in order to live in subhuman conditions and making a very low wage for very hard work in order to send that money back home? No, they do it because they're doing it to exist.
But that point never seems to, you know, hardly get discussed at all.
Well, I mean, we live in the land of Tom Tancredo here, and no one will listen to the opposing view. I frankly think that the view that I have, which is the McCain-Kennedy view, is a rational view that people from both parties can agree with. In fact, I think the White House agrees with it. But the whole thing is getting demagogued by some folks for their own purposes, and I think that's really wrong. We could have a rational immigration policy if politicians would step back and take a deep breath.
Yeah, I saw Dana Rohrabacher on Bill Maher's show over the weekend, and he kept going on and on about, well, illegal immigrants suppress wages, and he kept going on and on about this wage thing. And I was waiting for Bill Maher to ask him, well, then why don't you author a bill to raise the minimum wage?
That was what I was just going to say is, you know, we've got a very fine Democratic bill to increase the minimum wage. And, in fact, that's part of our plan that people keep saying we don't have. We've got to increase the minimum wage.
Yeah, what do you make of that when people say Democrats don't have ideas, yet there are tons of ideas out there. A lot of them you can find on websites. A lot of them, you know, the Center for American Progress, for instance, which is a leading liberal think tank, has a plan for, you know, redeployment in Iraq. And yet you keep hearing these charges about how the Democrats just don't have a plan.
Well, I guess my view is we have many ideas. We're the party of ideas. We have to find a way in the 2006 elections to articulate those in a crisp way. But this whole thing of we don't have a plan, that's being thrown out there by the Republicans who are in a free fall right now. And they want some way for us to step in so they can divert the attention. And we will have a plan. Last week we unveiled our plan for national security. And the fact is, though, these folks run every branch of government, and it's their it's what they're doing that's going to be judged by the American people.
Yeah, what do you make of President Bush's falling poll numbers, and he's down again in a time poll, and the fact that the GOP is ripping itself apart over this immigration question?
Well, I think that their ideas have been flawed from the beginning, but I think they misled the American people. For example, the war in Iraq, they told people that there were weapons of mass destruction that were an imminent threat to our country, and that's why they had to go in. That just wasn't true. And I saw that at the time. I mean, I kept asking for the evidence, and they never gave it to me, so I voted no. But the point is, they convinced everybody that this was true. Well, at some point, the chickens are going to come home to roost, and people are going to realize exactly what these policies are about, and they're not going to like them.
So as the majority of the public wakes up, or seems to wake up, according to the polls, that just bodes well for us in November, correct?
I would hope so. I mean, it's going to be difficult in the congressional seats because of the way the redistricting was done. In the last census, Texas is a perfect example. That's why Democrats were so angry and upset about that, because it was so underhanded. But what it did was it made it very difficult for the will of the people to get translated into a majority in Congress.
All right, last question. If we could get 15 seats in the House, if we could get control of the House, let's just say, would there be a chance to get something going in the area of censure or impeachment of George W. Bush?
Well, I mean, if we had the majority in the House, and if we had a working majority in the Senate, definitely we should look at President Bush's actions. But my opinion is, right now, we shouldn't divert ourselves from the real issues that are facing us: the war in Iraq, the failed economic policies, this culture of corruption that we saw last week with the O'Donnell campaign. We should focus on those issues, and then, once we win the majority, and by the way, I don't think we should win the majority by 15 seats. It needs to be more like 30 or 40 for a working majority. Then we can look at crimes and misdemeanors, potential issues with the Bush administration. But let's not get diverted. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
All right, Congresswoman, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning. Real pleasure to talk to you. Very rarely, you know, do we ever get somebody on as articulate as yourself.
Oh, well, you're sweet. And I'll come back soon.
I hope so.
Thank you. Take care, sir.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Bye.
There's Congresswoman Diana DeGette, and we appreciate her being on the program. All right. I want to throw open the phones. If there's a poll out about immigration, if you want to talk about immigration, we can do that. Americans are divided about whether illegal immigrants help or hurt the country, a poll finds. More than one half of those questioned are open to allowing undocumented workers to obtain some temporary legal status so they can stay in the United States. There's also a story out there this morning in Longmont. Skyline High School students walked out of class Friday morning to protest the school administration's new policy banning the carrying or wearing of American and Mexican flags. Most of the 100 students were protesting that American flags were included in the ban. Many of them were unclear about the policy, thinking that only American flags were banned, when in fact the ban covers the flags of both countries. Anybody want to comment about that story? 303-713-7600, four open lines. If you want to talk about the religious topic, then go back and talk about that. Whatever it is, hey, we'll talk about it. Transit Strike Day, opening day of baseball, and it's good to have you along here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, where you can go to AM 7.
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday, so you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Because of an earlier problem after Santa Fe. I-25 is busy on the north end from 120th into downtown. They're actually looking real good as you make your way through T-Rex. Stop on 225, looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center, and keep in mind that RTD strike means no light rail, no 16th Street Mall, and no Rockies ride for opening day. On to the forecast. Going to be nice today. Partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. We're at 36 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Look to Quest for your business's high-speed internet. High-speed internet from Quest is a better value than cable. Right now, order Quest.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to denversnewchurch.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. According to a recent survey, the most popular name for a dog is Max, which I didn't know. Other popular names include Molly, Sam, Zach, and Maggie. Now, my two dogs, my Min Pin Jackson, we call him Jackson because if you look at his face, he looks like Jackson Pollock. But we have a nickname for him, too. We call him Jackie. Our Welsh Corgi we call Coco because she's a tricolor and it just kind of reminds us of it. You know what? Our pets are important to us, and I'll bet you yours are, too. That's why we switched to Purina One a long time ago, because Purina One offers a balanced diet that will give your dog a high energy level, healthy skin, and a shiny coat. All I'm asking that you do is take the Purina One 30-day challenge. What if you could change your pet's health for the better? I was skeptical at first, too, but you know what? Mary and I saw the changes in our pets, and you know, you should do it, too. Take the Purina One 30-day challenge by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local PetSmart.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how to win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
Oh, yeah, I want to go to that lodge. So if you win, take me with you, will you please? 8:49, actually 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 63. One line open at 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin along with you. Glad you're here. And it's open. However, let me tell you, after 9 o'clock, I got to play you this speech that Patrick Leahy made in the Senate censure hearings that they had on Russell Feingold's motion. I mean, Leahy really did a great job, and I'll play it for you after 9 o'clock, but we'll continue to do open phones from now until 10. Let me go to Jamie in Denver. Jamie, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Jay, I was watching CNN yesterday, and I saw Bill Frist, and he was talking about the immigration reform bill that's been going on by the Democrats and Republicans, and he was saying how he can't support it because it gives amnesty to people who have immigrated illegally. And I was just struck by the fact that it's terrible to give amnesty to people who've been here, you know, just working and doing terrible jobs that we don't want to do for very little pay, but yet it's fine to change the law to make it so it's legal for Bush to be spying on people.
Well, you know, I agree. But you know, what Frist's doing there is he's spinning the situation because nobody is talking about amnesty. Amnesty means that you get off scot-free. They're talking about fines. They're talking about conditions to become a U.S. citizen. The McCain-Kennedy bill spells all that out. You know, that's the right wing, and that's the language game that they play, and he's not the first to do it. I see a lot of the rest of them do it, including Tom Tancredo, and they are whipping up a frenzy. And they are being less than honest. And as Congresswoman DeGette said, if everybody would just step back and if we would just have an open, decent discussion about this, instead of banging the gong of fear and convincing Americans that illegal immigrants are going to get something that the rest of us are not going to get, that it's amnesty, if we would stop all of this, we could work it out.
With you, but you know, the interesting thing is that was striking me is that they talk about this problem with immigration, but yet then they blame Russ Feingold and say that he's just, you know, taking advantage of the situation and being partisan by wanting to censure the president for breaking the law and admitting to breaking the law and saying he's going to continue to break the law. When we talk about that we're a nation of laws, what message does that send? You know, they're always talking about the message that we send. What kind of message does that send that the head of our country, the person who is in, you know, should be the most, the one who follows the law the most because he has taken an oath to support the Constitution, but all we're going to do is change the law to make it so that what he has done is no longer illegal instead of holding him accountable for breaking the law?
Well, I think it's hypocrisy on their side, and I think you're you know 100% correct in pointing it out.
Well, and I just think that that's what we need to be spending time on. I think that we need to have kind of an ad of a montage of all these Republicans, Tancredo and Frist, and all these people talking about amnesty, countered with them talking about amnesty for the president.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think it's a bad idea. You know what, Jamie? I think you're 100% right on. I think you've got it nailed down. But I think there's a lot of us with long memories who are not going to forget what Bush did, and we're not going to let him off of this NSA thing, and Russell Feingold hopefully won't let him off either, and we'll keep bringing this up time and time again, and maybe if we can change things in November, which I wholeheartedly hope we can and do, then maybe we can get something going in the Congress to hold this guy responsible for the things that he's done.
I think so, too. But I think that what you've said is really important, that we have to have long memories. Because I think that is one thing about Americans, is that we have very short memories.
Yeah, you know what?
You
know what? I would agree 100%. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. By the way, speaking of religious leaders on the progressive side, somebody called up and said Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson would be two. But I'm thinking about somebody in the neighborhood of, or somebody who would be like a, like a Dobson or a Jerry Falwell or somebody along those. Because I look at Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton as being civil rights leaders. I'm talking about somebody more or less who would represent progressive evangelicals. Jim in Centennial. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
On the religious right thinking that war is being waged on them, they remind me of the little boy who said, he started the fight when he hit me back. They are waging war on everybody else by trying to use the power of government to force us to their religious beliefs. And if we resist that, they accuse us of starting war. Anyway, as to whether or not anybody is fighting back, I keep getting mailings from Walter Cronkite's outfit. I don't remember the exact name, but people of faith who believe in separation of church and state.
Oh, I would like to get on that mailing list, I'll tell you.
Well, I seem to be on the list because I get it from time to time. If I get another one, I'll send them a note to send you one.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Because I'd love to contribute.
Well, that's all I've got to say, but thank you and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Yeah, if anybody knows the name of that organization, and I think a caller gave it to us earlier, but I didn't write it down, I'd love to know. Because that fits into my, give them 25 bucks plan of spreading money around, giving it 25 bucks in a whack to all different candidates and organizations, because it's my way, other than doing this show, in a lot of ways it's my way of remaining active, and I should say it's Mary and my way of remaining active. Let's go to Mike in Fort Collins. Mike, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay, love your show.
Thanks, Mike.
I was the point I wanted to make was an observation that I've always noticed about people who seek the truth, and we're all susceptible to it, but it is a state, a special state of self-righteousness. It can happen to Muslims, fundamentalists, but when you think, once you believe, you're convinced that you have the truth, then self-righteousness sets in. Once you have self-righteousness, then there's no. I mean, you can kill people without no compunction. You know, I mean, you're just your rightness is absolute. And when you get there, then you're dangerous.
All right, hang on a second, Mike. I got to get some news. Can you sit through the news?
Sure.
All right, hang on, because I want to come back to this. So I'm going to put you in the phone zone, and we'll come back to Mike, because I want to pursue what he's talking about believing you have the truth and self-righteousness. And we'll continue here with open phones, 303-713-7600. Please hang in through the news if you're on the phones, and we'll get to all your calls. And I'll also play that Patrick Leahy speech. Don't forget to go to am760.net, sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica, and fat.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride.
Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
To win big prizes. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dan Revive. Holding a terror suspect without charge in the U.S., is that constitutional? The Supreme Court has just declined to consider Jose Padilla's appeal on that. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. Barry?
Padilla is a former Chicago gang member who was declared an enemy combatant after being accused of plotting a dirty bomb attack. No charges were brought, but the Bush administration claimed the right to hold him indefinitely, even though he's a U.S. citizen. Padilla filed a challenge with the Supreme Court. The administration later charged him with civilian crimes, restoring his rights, and then urged the High Court not to consider his challenge. It now has agreed. His lawyer, Donna Newman.
It's time for Congress to act and make the parameters and limitations that we've asked for, because we think it's very important for the American people.
The High Court vote was 6-3. Dan?
Barry Bagnato reporting live. Now to Dover, Delaware, near the big Air Force base there. 17 people aboard a C-5, the largest cargo plane the Air Force flies, this morning survived a crash landing.
It split into three pieces, the fuselage, cockpit, and the tail. There wasn't any fire. So what they're saying is that they think that either they were able to dump their fuel, or else they were very low on fuel when they actually came in for that landing.
Laura Mazuzio with CBS affiliate WBOC-TV. Some crew members were taken to hospitals for treatment. The military reports four Americans have been killed in combat in Iraq. Three Marines and a sailor died yesterday from gunfire in Anbar province. There's a horrible mess along a tornado trail. Twisters brought death and damage to parts of eight states, killing at least 23 people. Northwestern Tennessee, worst of all, 19 residents killed.
Looking around the town, I can tell you there are tons of homes destroyed. And I'm not talking about mobile homes like what we normally see with this. I'm talking brick homes lifted off their foundation, some of them tossed, you know, several feet across yards.
Darlene Jones with WREG-TV in Memphis. Several towns north of that city have sad piles of debris today. And there was heavy damage in Baldwin, Missouri, just west of St. Louis.
I felt my car go up and it went back down and it was scary.
Liz Thompson, who lives in Baldwin. In Los Angeles, a man suspected of killing his two children, ages 10 and 11. Their remains found in the family SUV that was burned in an alley near the Staples Center in downtown L.A. Their father is in critical condition. More than 250,000 American kids are too fat to fit in the child safety seats in cars generally required by law. Wendy Shields at Johns Hopkins University writes in the journal Pediatrics about a need for wider designs for obese children. Still, you have to keep the kids safe.
We would hope that families were working with their pediatricians to address the child's weight issue, but before that can be completely addressed, we need to make sure the child's safely secured in the car.
The Dow Jones up 110 points. This is CBS News.
Jack Riegel, founder of AdventureWorks, has some important information about the grand opening of his newest store. Jack?
Well, Susan, this will be our 40th store, so we're having a sale to mark the occasion. 40% off.
Wow, you know, it's a wonder you can even make a profit with a great sale like that.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a sale.
So, 40% off.
The problem is our software that projects profitability is so complicated, nobody can use it. But I'm sure it'll be fine. I mean, we've got 40 stores.
You certainly do. Thanks for your time, Jack.
My pleasure.
Even some successful businesses could use help with financial dynamics. That's why there's Microsoft Dynamics, powerful, people-ready business management solutions that can deliver easy-to-use financial analysis tools so you get the data you need to make the most confident decisions. Plus, Microsoft Dynamics can help you with CRM and supply chain management. Visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Inconvenient, that's how most people describe today's RTD strike. This woman is in Westminster.
I generally take an express bus from Boulder, and now I am at Westminster waiting for a local bus. It's going to take me a lot more time and a lot more driving.
Thousands of Denver public school students need to find alternate transportation to school.
Students need to be aware that they may need to look for a ride from a friend or family member to get to school today, and who knows, maybe for a couple more days as well.
DPS spokesman Mark Stevens says many high school students use RTD as their primary means of transportation. More than 1,700 members of the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 1001 walked off their jobs at 2 this morning, triggering the first RTD strike in 24 years. The Forest Service is expected to announce its decision this afternoon on a proposed new ski village at Wolf Creek Ski Area. The developers need permission to build a road across Forest Service land. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Kathy. Still seeing some trouble in Boulder. This rolled tanker and a chemical spill at Arapahoe and Foothills Parkway. They are clearing that out of your way, but still seeing delays. Now, the diagonal on Highway 93, both starting to thin out a little bit, and the turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. If you're headed in from Lakewood, still seeing a tough ride eastbound 6th Avenue. We're running heavy because of an earlier problem after Santa Fe and I-25. Slows coming out of Thornton North Glen. Actually looking pretty good, though, as you make your way through T-Rex. Now, keep in mind RTD strike, meaning there's no light rail, no 16th Street Mall, and no Rockies ride today for the Rockies home opener. Now, checking out the forecast, going to be nice.
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny. Your response is witty. Your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Right, I'm going to play that Patrick Leahy cut for you coming up. And if you want to talk about anything else, including immigration, you can do that as well. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. All right, Mike, thank you for sitting through the news, because I want to follow up on something that you said. If you believe you found the truth, then you get in, then you move into self-righteousness, correct?
That's true. It can happen. I think some religions fire that up, especially when you get into, you got to understand the nature of the fundamentalists is they believe that every word is infallible in the Bible. You see, and once you begin with that premise, the Muslims, Judaism, also remember that only monotheistic religions will fight and go to war over their religion, over religious issues. You rarely see it in cultures that don't have a monotheistic religion. So I've just always noticed it. Once you see the self-righteousness come in, then you can teach people to blow themselves up, to do all sorts of radical things, but it the center of it is that element, and it's in all of us, of self-righteousness.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, do you think the left drifts into that too?
Well, I think we more question ourselves. You know, we still take faith as an internal thing that's good for us personally. You know what I mean? In other words, we're not out trying to take the speck out of our neighbor, our brother's eye. You know, when we have a log in our own, as I think was in the Bible. So that's where you know when someone can go from. They already know the truth. Now they need to get to you.
Yeah, but we have a tendency though, I think, on the left. I think we have a tendency to eat our own. No, I really believe that. And I base that on some of the hostile email that I'll get occasionally, like if you don't follow this, if you don't follow that, if you don't believe this way, you don't believe that way, then there's something wrong with you. We suspect that you're not really progressive. Blah, 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 blah. And the ones that I do have time to answer, I always send them back this email saying, you know, what are you doing eating your own for?
Self-righteousness is set in there, you know. It can happen to anyone. That's what I say. It can happen to anyone, you know.
Yeah.
But it's cultivated in certain religions because they are the truth.
All right. Hey, Mike, thanks. Great call.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
All right.
So two lines open at 303-713, excuse me, 7600. As I do my best to read a Cosby imitation here. And we're talking about anything you want to talk about, but we're kind of focusing on religion. But, you know, the left does that too. I mean, the left, you know, we, and I brought this up on the air before, that we can be the biggest bunch of uncohesive, backstabbing, backbiting, group of people that I've ever run into. Especially those people who sit out on the fringe of the left. They're always on the attack. Always. All right, let's go to Marty in Longmont. Marty, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Marty.
Hey, Stick McCall.
You bet.
From what I've been hearing you say, that you don't want a theocracy. And I don't think you want a democracy. I think you want a pseudo-democracy where the minority get to decide what the laws of the land will be.
No. What I want is a republic where you go and you use a two-prong approach, which is, one, you do it at the ballot box, and two, you do it through the courts, and that you have rules and regulations and laws that you have to adhere to.
Well, as part of the religious right, I believe that if a school board decides that the students every day should say the Lord's Prayer at the beginning of the day, then as a democracy, that is their right.
But what happens if the Supreme Court rules that that's against the Constitution and the separation of church and state? Then are you for either A, overruling the court, or B, trying to get control of the court system? I mean, where do you stand if the Supreme Court interprets the Constitution and the Supreme Court is the highest power judicially in the land and overrules you?
Well, number one, like I said, I believe we're a democracy, fundamentally.
No, you've got to answer the question. Because if you took a civics class in high school, if you know anything about the makeup of the judicial system and about the Supreme Court and about the way this government works, what do you do if the Supreme Court overrules you?
Well, that's fine. Let me just say that fundamentally I believe we're a democracy, so school boards should have that right. Well, then if you look at the Supreme Court and say, you know, not every decision the Supreme Court made is correct. So then I would say to a class, a high school class that's looking at the Constitution, show me in the Constitution where it speaks to school boards. Show me where you find the phrase school board in the Constitution, and then I would know if the court had acted properly or if they had overstepped.
But it doesn't, you know what, it doesn't make any difference whether the court has acted properly or not. The only choice you have is to try to wait again for it to come around and to try to take it before the Supreme Court again. You can't sit there and tell school students, you can't sit there and tell them, that they should ignore the Supreme Court of the United States and that they should ignore the Constitution of the United States? That's not what this country is about. And by the way, P.S., this country is not a democracy. It's a republic. Go look it up.
Well, I understand the country is, but a school board is a democracy.
But a school board has to, a school board has to adhere to the Constitution of the United States and the ruling of the Supreme Court.
Well, I'm not arguing that. I'm not saying that they have the ability to ask the kid to say the Lord's Prayer. What I'm saying is that the Supreme Court is in error and that you're arguing that this country is a democracy. And I'm saying,
I'm not arguing that this country is a democracy. Stop putting words in my mouth. I have told you repeatedly that this country is a republic. I have told you repeatedly that even though I disagree with some things the Supreme Court has ruled, that it is the Supreme Court of the United States, and unless you can find a different case law to challenge it, you have to live with the decision that the Supreme Court makes, like it or not.
Well, okay, I guess what I'm saying is you said that we're not the communities are not theocracies. The communities, the governing boards of communities are basically democracies, and I'm saying no, they're not. They are pseudo-democracies because communities and school boards are not allowed to make certain fundamental decisions as democratic boards should be able to because the Supreme Court has usurped their power.
No, they have not. The Supreme Court has never usurped their power. They have never had that ability. You must adhere to the Constitution of the United States as interpreted by the Supreme Court. I mean, where were you during history or political science? Did you miss that part?
Well, now, Jay, I mean, you can point to decisions that the Supreme Court has made in the past that were wrong, that have been overturned,
No, they're not illegitimate until case law comes around. And it goes through the whole process again. And until that happens, you have to live with it. You don't sit there. You don't sit there and go, "It's illegitimate." You don't say it's illegitimate. You don't. You can't make those kind of comments.
Well, if case law has been overturned, then it was illegitimate for the time that it was being imposed.
No, it was the law of the land until it was decided otherwise.
Well, that's fine. You know, Jay. Also, you mentioned about you couldn't think any religious leaders on the left. And I thought of a couple, Reverend Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton.
I consider them to be more civil rights leaders.
Sure, but I thought that was interesting. Yeah, that's because you see it from a progressive liberal point of view. But I thought, wow, you couldn't think of anyone that was religious. And I thought of those two guys right away. But I appreciate your show, and I appreciate you letting me make some comments.
All right, well, thank you. Call again.
Appreciate it.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. Do we have time to squeeze in one more call? All right, we'll take a call coming up after the break here. 303-713-7600 if you want to comment on what Marty and Longmont had to say or get in, jump into the flow of the discussion here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And don't forget to go to am760.net. Sign up and win that eco trip to Costa Rica.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Polar Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best.
Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
$1,000 every month if you have a less than perfect credit score with the mortgage store. If you're a homeowner, now's the time to tap into that untapped reserve of cash, and you can do it through the mortgage store. Their loan consultants at the mortgage store are experts in working with you, and you know what? They have helped thousands upon thousands upon thousands of families through their financial problems. They'll be with you every step of the way, from the very first phone call all the way to closing. The mortgage store specializes in helping borrowers who have less than perfect credit. So if you've been late on a couple of things, don't worry about it. They're not going to judge you. They're going to help you out. The mortgage store. Call them at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Let me give you the number again for the mortgage store. 303-423-7171.
In America, when a 16-year-old dies, the cause is usually alcohol-related. Sometimes teens may feel pressured to drink or to ride in a car with someone who has been drinking. As adults, we should not only talk to our teens about peer pressure and alcohol, but should also set a good example for them to follow. This is how we can make a difference right now in our community. This is from Formosa Garden, serving the community for more than a dozen years. Look for them at 16645 East Smoky Hill Road in Aurora, Formosa Garden.
Allied Insurance reminds parents that if your teenagers are planning to attend prom or graduation parties, it's a good idea to encourage them to enjoy these activities sensibly and without alcohol. It's the choice more and more teens are making this spring to help keep their celebrations safe and enjoyable for everyone. This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agent about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. Allied Insurance, making a difference.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Al. 9:20, 20 minutes after 9. High today, 63. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin hanging in here till 10 o'clock. We'll go to more of your calls coming up, but I wanted to play this. This is Patrick Leahy, who's a senator from Vermont, at the censure hearing last week. Russell Feingold's motion to censure President Bush over the things he has done, particularly the NSA spying, which is what the NSA spying, where you know Bush definitely broke the law, and that's basically what Russell Feingold was talking about. And listen to what Leahy says. I mean, this is just to me, this is absolutely you know, a grand slam home run.
Chairman, you're to be commended for actually holding hearings, which is something not happening in the Republican-controlled Congress. And after this hearing, we'll have heard from a total of 20 witnesses. But out of those witnesses, only one witness, only one, had any knowledge of the spying activities beyond what the witness had read in the newspapers. And that witness was Attorney General Gonzalez, who flatly refused to tell us anything beyond, quote, those facts the president has publicly confirmed, nothing more, close quote. Time after time, as Attorney General Gonzalez, who knew about the program, when he was asked questions, said, I'm not going to answer. So to this date, we have not had a hearing where somebody actually has come forward and said, here's what happened. But what the president has publicly confirmed is that for more than 4 years, he has secretly instructed intelligence officers at the National Security Administration to eavesdrop on the conversations of American citizens in the United States without following the procedures set forth in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And after its secret domestic spying activities were revealed, the administration offered two legal, after is revealed, they offered two legal justifications for its decision not to follow the law, not to follow FISA. First, the administration asserted a broad doctrine of presidential inherent authority to ignore the laws passed by Congress in prosecuting the war on terror. In other words, they say the rule of law is suspended and this president is above the law. For the uncertain and no doubt lengthy duration of the undefined war on terror. And secondly, the administration asserted that in the authorization for the use of military force, which makes, incidentally, no reference to wiretapping. This was the authorization that said, go get Osama bin Laden. We all agreed with that. Unfortunately, the administration gave up on that attempt and decided to go into Iraq instead, and so Osama bin Laden is still at loose. There is no reference to wiretapping. They say that the administration claims now that Congress unconsciously authorized warrantless wiretaps that FISA expressly forbids even in wartime. This is Alice in Wonderland gone amok. It is not what we in Congress said, and it certainly was not what we in Congress intended. Now, because the exception I've already noted, because the Republican-controlled Congress has not conducted real oversight, because the attempts this committee has made oversight have been stonewalled by the administration, we don't know the extent of the administration's domestic spying activities. But we know that the administration has secretly spied on Americans without attempting to comply with FISA. And we know that the legal justifications it has offered for doing so, which have admittedly evolved over time, are patently flimsy. I therefore have no hesitation in condemning the President for secretly and systematically violating the laws of the United States of America. I have no doubt that such a conclusion will be history's verdict. History will evaluate how diligently the Republican-controlled Congress performed the oversight duties envisioned by the founders. As of this moment, history's judgment of the diligence and resolve of the Republican-controlled Congress is unlikely to be kind. Our witnesses today will address whether censure is an appropriate sanction for these violations. I'm inclined to believe that it is. If oversight were to reveal that when the President launched this illegal program, he had been formally advised by the Department of Justice to be lawful, that kind of bad advice would not make his actions lawful, but at least might provide the color of an excuse. If, on the other hand, he knowingly chose to flout the law and then commission a spurious legal rationalization years after he was found out, then he should bear full responsibility. To quote Senator Lindsey Graham from an earlier point in his congressional service, when he bore the weighty role of a House manager in a presidential impeachment trial, we are not a nation of men or kings, we are a nation of laws. I have said before that this committee needs to see any formal legal opinions from this administration that address the legality of NSA practices and procedures with respect to electronic surveillance. The American people have a right to know whether or not their president knowingly chose to flout the law when he instructed the NSA to spy on the American people. And that is why our next step should be to subpoena the opinions. We know the President broke the law. Now we need to know why.
That was not me coughing, but isn't that great? Patrick Leahy saying he's inclined to support censure of the President of the United States. Democrats standing up. Don't you just love it? Let's go to Bob in Littleton. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Just real quick about the Leahy thing. Did you read the thing that came out from Media Matters this weekend, Jameson Foster, comparing the Bush administration's sort of making it up as they go along approach as Calvin Ball?
Yeah.
You remember Calvin and Hobbes?
Right.
I got a big laugh out of that. Anyway, about the fundamentalist gentleman who called in, who said he was kind of in favor of pure democracy. Let's say 50.1% of the people voted today that we only have vanilla ice cream. Let's say it's a national referendum. And 49.9% vote to have chocolate. In his scenario, vanilla is it, and that's all that we will ever have. I have a question for him. Is that tyranny?
Yeah, good point. Or how about this? How about if 55% of this country voted that the name Jesus Christ would never be spoken in public, And if you did, you would receive punishment. Would that be tyranny?
Well, the founders certainly thought so.
That's right.
This gentleman needs to pick up the Federalist Papers and read Federalist 10. One of the things that the founders were most concerned about in creating this government was, what would the effect of reviving democracy be on a country? And what they did is they went back to a book written by a Frenchman, the Baron de Montesquieu, called The Spirit of the Laws, in which he did an analysis of the Greek democracies back about 500 before the Common Era, and looked at why they fell apart. And he found that the amount of power grabbing and factional bickering became so strong that ultimately wars erupted over it internally within Greece. And certainly our founders wanted to prevent the same thing from happening here, either internal political or religious wars. And all I've got to say is, if you think democracy, pure democracy, is a good way to go, it's never worked before.
Yep. You know what? Excellent points, and I'm glad you called in.
And so the bottom line is, if you want tyranny, then you want democracy, because there's no difference between a majority imposing dictates on a minority than a king or a dictator doing the same thing.
Yep. Boy, Bob, you're great.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Hope that guy, Marty, hope you heard that call. Hope you heard that call out there, Marty, because what Bob's talking about is absolutely true. Is it democracy or is it tyranny? 303-713-7600, one line open. We'll take more of your calls coming up here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't forget to sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. Go right now to am760.net. We've got tons of other fabulous prizes, $500 in cash, $500 in gas. Get a chance to have breakfast with Al Franken.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
And sixth, there will be thousands of products on display.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Off in their clearance section, up to 70% off. And if you need some help planning your perfect outdoor room, Freehoffs will send an exterior designer to your home to do that. It's spelled Fruhoffs, but pronounced Freehoffs. What it means to you, the best selection of patio furniture around at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder, or call 303-449-9551.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Back to talk to you again about Rockies Autos, and you bet now is the time to buy a car from Rockies, because their matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. You got $500? They got $500. You got $1,000 to put down. You got $1,000. They'll put down $1,000. You've got $2,000 to put down. If you've got $1,500 to put down, they've got $1,500 to put down, and you've got $3,000 to put down. It's as simple as that. And at Rockies Autos, they have the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Whether you're looking for something for yourself or the entire family, Rockies Autos has got you covered. And Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. They've been family owned and operated since 1982. Been in business almost 25 years along the Front Range. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. But whatever you do, get down to Rockies. Their matching down incentive up to $1,500 is going on now, and it's your chance to save, and I mean save big. Rockies, great folks. Check them out. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too. So no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:34, 26 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 63.
In this studio,
Eric Burton and the Animals.
Where the sun refused to shine.
Good stuff. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, and I've got two open lines. Let's go to Gary in Colorado Springs. Gary, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting.
You bet. I just wanted to put a little more information we are a constitutional democratic republic. And what that means is rights for the minority. And every one of these decisions, for example, Marty talks about school boards saying we want the Lord's Prayer. The decisions that the Supreme Court have brought have been to protect Christians from Christians. Because when they decide to have a Lord's Prayer, which Lord's Prayer? The one in the Douay version or the one in the King James version?
Boy, you know what? That's a really good point.
That's why Bibles...
point I hadn't thought of.
The reason Bibles were taken out of public schools was a decision at the Supreme Court level, and it was brought for that very reason, whether it was a Douay Bible or a King James Bible. And every decision, for example, the prayers in schools at football games in Texas... that was brought to protect Christians from Christians.
Well, the religious right, though, you know, loses sight of that and doesn't see it. And, you know, prayer in school is one of their really, really big issues.
That's because the religious right is wrong. And when they, I'm on the Religious Liberties Task Force with the ACLU here, and we are going around trying to educate them that, for example, there are school systems in Detroit and a number of cities that are predominantly Muslim. And if it's up to a simple majority without rights for the minority, look at the situation we just had in Afghanistan where a Muslim converted to Christianity and will probably be killed. He will not be officially executed because of outside intervention, but... he fears for his life, and he is in hiding.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what has happened in the past here. The First Amendment was written by Thomas Jefferson, and people like Thomas Paine were all part of the discussion. And in the Federalist Papers and in this discussion, it was who is going to protect the rights of, and again, they were concerned with Christians who were not considered Christians by other Christians, you know. Who's going to decide what is the proper verse of the Bible or the proper edition of the Bible? Is it going to be the Mormon elders? Is it going to be the Pope? Is it going to be the Southern Baptist Convention? We have a whole lot of different so-called Christian groups that are in total disagreement with each other.
Boy, you know, I never thought about that, and I don't understand how the religious right... how they don't see that they're deriving the same protections that the rest of us are getting, and this whole thing of theirs about there's a war against them is, you know, it's absolute baloney. And there's no war against Christianity in this country. 85% of the people who live here confess to be Christians.
Right. My personal opinion is that an elite group of businessmen, let's just call it the Carlyle Group, is going after them and bamboozling them because they are not getting control of the Supreme Court. They are not getting, name one evangelical on the Supreme Court.
Well, they're, you know, they're certainly being worked by the political system. I mean, the GOP has been working them like there's no tomorrow. And then you read articles in the paper, and there's one, I think, today in the Washington Post, or it was in the Washington Post over the weekend, where they're dissatisfied because they don't believe that they got everything that they wanted out of the GOP or out of this administration. And it's like, hello, why don't you wake up and realize that you're just getting worked?
Yeah.
That you're not going to get what you want because what you want is not possible under the law.
You know, I think what this all shows us is that, and I'm using some thoughts from Jefferson, who I think is extremely one of the most important people in the history of this country, and you can't have freedom of religion unless you have freedom from others imposing their religious beliefs on you.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
You just can't. So
Gary,
we've got to have freedom from religion.
You got it. Gary, thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, glad you called in.
You bet.
See you later.
Bye.
Marty, you hear that out there, Marty? All right, let's go to Linda in Crested Butte. Linda, hi, you're on AM 760. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to hear you.
Nice. Thank you.
Wanted to give you a report. Yesterday in Gunnison County, we had the Democratic Assembly.
Oh, good.
We had Bill Ritter there. It was a great day. But to me, the high point was we passed 36 resolutions to give feedback to our congressional delegation and to help with the state party platform. And as you say, the grassroots are out in front. We passed a resolution to support Russ Feingold's censure. We passed a resolution for impeachment of the president. We passed a kind of a MRSA resolution to bring the troops back from Iraq. It was a great day.
You know, it sounds like it, and you're right. The base wants something done about this president, and I think Congresswoman Diana DeGette's right, though, too. You know, the thing we got to concentrate on is winning in November, because I'm all about electoral politics, and then if we do that, maybe we can get something going. But he has to be held accountable for what he has done.
Yes, he has to. He has broken the law, and I think we all know it. And Dick Durbin has supported censure. Barbara Boxer has supported. It was great to hear your words, Patrick Leahy. I think it's coming around.
I certainly hope so. Hey, how was Bill Ritter? He's a great guy, isn't he?
I was tremendously impressed with Bill, and I have to tell you in several ways. I listen to you, and I'm a very strong pro-choice woman, and I had actually gotten some information that I was concerned about. And I called Bill's office, and 5 minutes later, Bill called me back personally because his staffer could not give me the information I needed. Bill and I had a great conversation. He assured me about his commitment to fund Planned Parenthood, to fund morning after contraception. So that was great. So I went in as a total Bill Ritter supporter. And his speech was so right on. He talked about the environment, about renewable energy. He mentioned that, and as we know, it's the three Democratic governors in the West that have the progressive governance. He talked about social services and our need to fund medical illness. I mean, it was so good. I was so proud of him, and I'm totally on board with him now.
Yeah, he's great.
And we had Kathleen Curry, who is our state rep. We had Gail Schwartz, who we hope will beat Lou Entz and become our 19th Democrat in the Senate, because we need to have some. I mean, this governor right now has, I think it's 47 vetoes of good bills. And what they say is you need 33, 18, and 1. Right now we have the 33, we have the 18, but when we have a Republican sitting in that state house, we can't get the good bills passed, and we need to do that.
We're going to turn that around in November.
We will.
All right. Linda, thank you.
Jay. Thank you.
You bet.
Always.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Talk about whatever you want to. But Bill Ritter's a fantastic guy, and I'm hoping to see him at the Arapaho County's Dems, Patsy Schroeder dinner coming up. What is that? That's April the 14th. And hopefully he'll be there. And I've seen him at a number of events and heard him speak. And he has definitely got his act together. And we're going to win big in November. I just really believe from the bottom of my heart that we're going to turn things around. I really, really do believe that. 303-713-7600, two lines open. We'll take more of your calls coming up. Don't forget to go to am760.net and sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica, plus a whole bunch of other fabulous prizes, $500 in cash, $500 in gas.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Come on, you little creatures. Kid Rock brings the party back to Denver. Are you ready?
Let the world rock this place.
Bye. Kid Rock. April 20th, live from the Lecture Hall at Colorado Convention Center. A hillbilly kid rock and roll stomp that'll blow your mind.
I feel like Jackson, Mississippi. Like Jackson, Mississippi.
Kid Rock. April 20th, live from the Lecture Hall at Colorado Convention Center. Grab tickets now. On sale at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com, or call 303-830-TIXS. For his new CD, Live Trucker, in stores now.
Fabulous Crocodile Bay Lodge. To find out how to win, go to am760.net right now. Thanks for listening to AM760 Progressive Talk.
Can't stand George W. Bush? Do Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe? At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
First 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. Turn your financial dreams into reality.
Laurel's exclusive seminar is coming to your area Saturday, April 8th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Normally $495, but if you call now, you'll get two free tickets to attend. Call 1-800-704-3220. Come to Laurel's exclusive seminar in your area Saturday, April 8th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Normally $495 a ticket. Get two free tickets only if you call now. 800-704-3220. 800-704-3220.
9:47, 13 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I didn't know this, but the song Black Dog by Led Zeppelin, do we have that in the library? We got to find that. Was named for a dog that wandered around the studio where Led Zeppelin was recording the song back in 1971. Now, I sat here and was thinking of, like, what kind of songs my dog likes, both of our dogs, Coco and Jackson. And they prefer old country music. Although, we were listening to the new Kris Kristofferson CD yesterday, and my parrot, Bill, gets off on opera. So our animals like a variety of music. And if you care about your animals, and Mary and I do care about ours, then you want to feed them the right kind of food. And Purina is the way to go. Purina is put together, their natural blends are put together with real white meat chicken, brown rice, steam cooked to help lock in the flavor and nutrients. And you know what? it just sounds like something you cook at your house. New Purina One Natural Blends start with high-quality natural ingredients, including white meat chicken as a first ingredient, oatmeal, and brown rice, plus soy and canola oils. And these ingredients are carefully selected for their natural nutrient content and steamed cooked at the start to help maintain vitamins, minerals, and flavor naturally. Try it for 30 days and see if a natural dog food can help do more for your dog's good health. You know what? It works for ours, and it'll work for you. So try Purina One Natural Blends and see if it can change your dog's health for the better, naturally. It's available now, Purina One Natural Blends, in the white bag. So call for more information, and you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag of this new natural dog food. Call now. Don't wait. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call today, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Kmart.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. From less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today, 303-548-1414.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Little Zeppelin. 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 63. Transit strike day and opening day of baseball, too. And it's open phones at 303-713-7600 with me, Jay Marvin, and my best Rita Cosby imitation. And it's good to have you along. Thank you for being here. All right, let's go back to the phones. Steve in Denver has been hanging on. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Hey, Steve.
Listen, I have a question for you. I am a little bit confused about the difference between the FISA laws and the NSA laws when it comes to wiretapping. I thought that the FISA law, and I may be incorrect, and that's why I called for clarification, was a national program where the NSA was more of a international program, where the wiretapping that is being done by the NSA is on international calls, and the wiretapping done by the FISA basically is a national. Is that correct or incorrect? I'm not sure.
Yeah, that is correct. Well, if the National Security Agency spies international, internationally, no warrant is required.
Right.
If it involves domestic spying, then they must follow the FISA law, which gives you up to 72 hours to obtain a warrant.
Okay, I understand that. Then, isn't the Bush administration concentrating on the NSA laws rather than the FISA laws? Is there a 72-hour regulation on the NSA laws?
No, but what the Bush administration is saying is that what Patrick Leahy was talking about earlier in the hour is that they have the authorization due to national security to ignore or go around the FISA laws. They have the justification, they claim, to go around it based on the authorization to go to war with Iraq or Afghanistan. Not Iraq, I'm sorry, with Afghanistan and Iraq, I'm sorry. And that, the current critical war situation gives them the right to go around it. And what Russell Feingold and others are saying is that they don't have the right to go around it, particularly if one end of the conversation is done wiretapping of somebody domestically in the United States of America. And they don't have the right to go around it. They don't have the right to just ignore the FISA law because they don't particularly happen to like it. Now, if they want to get it changed, that's a whole different ballgame. But you just can't go and say, I have, you know, unitary power of the presidency, and I can go do what I want, and the hell with the law. That's not how it works.
Correct, but now you're talking about FISA, aren't you? Isn't the Bush administration using the NSA?
No, no, because when you spy domestically, which is what one end of the conversation was about, that they're eavesdropping on, then you're doing it domestically, then it comes under the purview of FISA.
Okay, I understand that, but I haven't seen any of the, and maybe I'm misinformed, and I apologize, Jay, if that is the case, and that's why I need a little bit of clarification. Maybe, you know what, I haven't heard of any FISA laws being broken.
If the government taps a conversation between you and somebody in Pakistan,
right,
and doesn't get a warrant to listen in on your part of the conversation, then they're breaking the FISA law.
Now, that isn't the NSA? See, that's
what I'm confused. No, it's not. No, I've said this before repeatedly to you. I'll say it again.
Okay.
Once you engage in domestic spying, once you engage in eavesdropping on the part of the conversation that either originates from the United States or is placed to the United States that involves a United States citizen within the United States of America, then the FISA law applies.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification, because I thought it was the NSA, because all the NSA judges have come out and said that the Bush administration is not breaking the law.
What NSA judges?
I know they convened a panel of NSA judges to take a look at the NSA
law. That's funny. I've never seen that story. So it must be something that the majority of us haven't seen, because as far as I know, there is no NSA panel of judges. There is a FISA panel, and one of the judges quit in protest over what's gone on, and the administration's blatant disregard of the law. So when I get off, I'll have to Google that up and see if I can find it.
I'd appreciate it. Hey, this is the first time I've listened to you, Jay, obviously, because I'm not informed and fully in what you're talking about. But I've been very interested. I've been listening for about 3 hours now because I've been driving. And when you talk about, can I switch the focus to maybe Christianity, religion for a second?
Sure.
Well, I think being a Christian, I feel like the more, I guess, the stronger or the more right-leaning religion feels like they're kind of doing a rope-a-dope act here. And when you look at the attack on the Boy Scouts, on private organizations that maybe won't allow certain types of people, whether it's religion, whether it's sexual orientation, so on and so forth, is that not a right of, say, the Boy Scouts? The Boy Scouts is one thing I'm involved
in. No, it's not. It's not. You know what? It's not an attack. I mean, just the idea that you phrase it that way as being an attack. It's not an attack. It doesn't make any difference what organization you're talking about. It doesn't make any difference what governmental body you're talking about. And I tried to bring this up to Marty in Longmont. You know what? You have to obey the Constitution of the United States, particularly if you receive public funding. You have to obey the Constitution of the United States. You have to obey the laws of the United States. In other words, the Boy Scouts being a private entity, that wouldn't give you that wouldn't give you the right to go in and rob a bank.
Right, but
that's against the law.
Doesn't it give you the right to accept who you want to accept?
No, not particularly. Particularly if you receive public funding, and particularly if you hold your meetings on public grounds.
Oh well, so a golf course can't. I couldn't, owning my own home, decide who gets on my property because it's public funds.
Well, technically, technically what could happen is, I mean, you could hang a sign that would say no Negroes allowed, or no African Americans allowed, or no Jews allowed, or no Mexicans allowed.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, number one, you're not doing business with the public, and number two, if you were doing business with the public, the local government could turn around and say, well, you're using the water, you're using the power, you're being protected by the police, you're using the public roadways, so therefore you have to adhere to the laws against discrimination.
Okay, so in other words, there is no ability for a private organization to make any rules if that being accepted.
Not if they deal with the public. Not if they use public services, not if they meet someplace where they meet in a group and they use public support systems. No.
Can you tell me one organization that large organization that does not?
Well, that's the whole thing. I can't. Okay. I can't at all. All right, I got to run, Steve. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
I appreciate it, Jay.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, I'm out of here, and back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for helping me make it through the morning. Really appreciate it.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-300-0338. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado...